95 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So, 7 after the hour, it has become obvious that we have another weekend upon us, and that means that we take the information that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the charts, the number of stories always is 10, the number of people is 10, top 10 stories and people this week, courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers. This is the accompanying hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, which airs on all of the same stations pretty much, and then some. It was the DJV show, so I bring in the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, to help us understand perhaps some of the talk radio conversation that takes place around all of these issues. At number 10, the space race. And manner of speaking, it used to be the Russians and the Americans. Now it's the billionaires and their space race. So we liked all this week, right, ladies?
I liked it. There's certainly a lot of talk about, you know, the penis rocket. Sure.
Right.
And Jeff Bezos got a face full of Botox and filler for the occasion. So
Did he do that? Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So, you know, he wanted to look less like Dr. Evil, I guess.
Yeah, it did very much have an Austin Powers vibe. I don't know. I can't tell you that I'm huge fans of Jeff Bezos or Richard Branson. They're kind of inconsequential to my life. But what I do think is cool is when I think about my parents' generation, and I think that in their lifetime, we've seen the creation of the space program through government means. We've seen all of this exploration that we've done. And now we're seeing space tourism. And I know for a lot of people, it was
private
a dud,
industry.
Or they say that they didn't go, you know, that they didn't do far enough or that. But you know what? I think it was still something to recognize as cool. It's something
There's
that's going to be a marker
be
in our
a
lifetime.
Critic. Is
right?
always
well, there were a
be...
lot of critics, I think, for this
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
but,
well.
You know, and that's fine. But I just think, forget the people involved, but think about the significance of what we've just done.
Fabulously
seen, so.
Significant. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
I think
and where
it's cool.
it goes from here. Exactly. Okay. At number 9, and I do this differently every week. We take a different approach to it. I suppose I could give you the people list, and then they could intertwine into the stories. On the people list from Talkers Magazine, Bezos is at 10. Tucker Carlson, 9. Mike Pence, 8. Ron DeSantis, 7. Mitch McConnell, 6. Kevin McCarthy, 5. Nancy Pelosi, 4. Donald Trump, 3. Fauci and Rand Paul tied for number 2. And Biden is number 1. Okay, back to the list of the stories. The Olympics, as they start this weekend, go over, what, a 10-day period, 2 weekends in 1 full week. I thought it was interesting that as the week comes to an end, one of the stories that's getting a lot of play is the story of a U.S. fencer who's under investigation already before they even get started for sexual misconduct. Apparently, this guy, Alan Hadzik, has been on the team before and has been pushed aside, if you will, ostracized by, I wonder why he's even there. frankly. He's been charged a couple of different times with sexual misconduct. So why is he even there? I guess would be the question. If there's any, we all know, what did the numbers come out this week of 80,000 condoms and 900 of this and 9 million of that, because it's always a very sexually active time for the involvees. And it's been, you know, a lot of marriages come out of this, a lot of pregnancies, a lot of hoopla, because these are young, active, physical kids, and boys will be boys and girls will be girls. I guess that's the admission. And so they, you know, but this thing, so is there a point at which it goes too far? I guess, yeah, like in any other circumstance, if somebody says, no, I don't want to, and you keep going, this is apparently what this guy Hadzik does, and his teammates are not happy about him, so I don't know. How much of a focus is fencing anyway these days? Is that a big deal? I don't know anything about fencing.
Fencing? My mom was a fencer in college. Was that was
yes, really?
She loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So
that's the only person I've ever heard of and that I know in real life then, I guess. And I haven't even met your mom yet, but wow.
It counts.
It counts,
me, by
right?
association, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio
right.
sister, she's your radio mom, stepmom.
That's
for
true.
Sake.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. Number 8 on the list is the situation with immigration, how it doesn't seem to be getting. Is anybody in the government even paying attention to this? It almost feels like there's a fiasco that's been created unnecessarily, and nobody's paying any attention to it, including
really
the impact
funny.
It's having
on COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the fact is that I think we all, regardless of how we disagree on how to get there, or I think that all of us would like to see COVID not be a problem anymore, right? We don't want to see it impacting human life. We don't want to see it shutting down governments. We don't want to see it doing all these things. But yet nobody is talking about how like 900% of the new cases in Texas, everybody loves to talk about Texas because somehow they think that it's like a hit at a red state that they've got a COVID problem. The number of people, like the infections coming into Texas, it's over 900% of their cases or something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
All these immigrants. Yeah.
It's up 900% because of the migrants that are coming in. I mean, we have to be serious. If we are going to be seriously talking about COVID,
okay,
we got to talk about that.
All right. Let's talk about, you've just made me think about something. Ladies, what do you think of this? See, 40% of the cases come from three states, Texas, Florida, and what was the other one, Missouri or something. But in the case of Texas, Florida, and there's a problem in California, admittedly, as well. So these
Utah
are the,
it's been a huge, it's
yeah,
been
Utah
a huge
and
story
Alabama
in California
too,
about that
as well.
Yeah. Okay. So these are the three biggest states that have problems with immigration. Could it be, can it be, is it a fact that the surge has come from the fact that there are so many illegals that have come into those three states? Over the
it's
past
been a lot
four,
of the conversation in my circles in California.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing. And, you know, maybe you hear my frustration. Again, I am not an anti-vax person. I want to make it really clear. I'm anti how the government is handling all this. And I am anti mandating people having to have a choice on their, I believe people get a choice on their health care. In any case, we've been talking about this for a while now. Everybody in California is either vaccinated or has had it for the most part. Like 70% vaccine rates in LA County, yet we're still seeing mask mandates imposed. And so people are going, why? And is it that people are traveling during the summer, getting more testing? And then it dawns on everybody. And then a story in the LA Times, I think over the weekend, I think it was Sunday, that talked about how the COVID cases are running rampant and people are just coming back and forth across the border without anybody saying anything about it. They're not even, I mean,
but Biden also got criticized when he said he was going to send COVID vaccines down to the border, and everybody was against that, too. So
who was? I wouldn't be.
There was a huge backlash.
Because, well, when he was doing
why are
it,
we spending
was
money to vaccinate these people and blah, blah, blah?
But it was also
some people think it's over the border stuff. Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, but it was also the timing. When he was talking about sending vaccines to the border, you had people waiting in very long lines to get vaccines here. And so the argument
I guess this is the result, right?
But you know what would fix the problem? Shutting it down. And Biden has no intention of doing that. His administration is not serious on the issue of immigration. They're
Should
not. They're feeling
well,
miserably.
He's getting, well, look, I don't think that this is a success by any stretch. But, you know, he's being criticized heavily from the right and heavily from the left because the left doesn't like that he has left some Trump policies in place. And on the right, it's everything that all the arguments that you're making. I don't know. I mean, this is, I don't know what the answer is. If obviously there isn't a clear and easy answer, or else someone would just do it.
Pretty
Trump
much.
Didn't
well,
get to do it.
Trump,
Obama
Trump
didn't
did
fix it.
It.
Trump
I mean,
didn't
what
do
Trump
it,
did in the last year, the Remain in Mexico policy was absolutely effective. It really
most
was.
Most Americans supported that. Anyway, we can,
no,
most
didn't.
Of the things, well, I think in my circle they did.
Well, in, okay, so in right-wing circles they supported
I'm
that.
I'm not
but
a
the rest
right-winger,
of America,
and you know that. So don't
well, you're more on the right than the left, you are.
I'm not a right-winger by any stretch.
Okay, but you're more on the right than the left. The left did not support
more,
the Remain in Mexico at all.
I know a lot of people who are Democrats who supported it to the nth degree. Maybe it's an age thing, as I said before, but anyway. Most of the things that we can circle back around this week have a connection to the COVID situation and the Delta variant and vaccines and stuff. But I want to bring up number seven in a moment, our relationship with China, specifically with a focus on the hacking. We'll get to that right after this on the Talk Radio Review. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, here we are, 18 after the hour. Number seven on the story list as we go through them. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Victoria is on top of the China hacking of Microsoft. This is just yet another example of these people and the isolation that's taking place around the world, not just from America. More focus is on COVID, or does it? As people realize the Chinese are at war with everybody, and they want everything for themselves. So how is this settling in, the China hacking of Microsoft?
Well, COVID is not related to this, so
no.
Yeah. So there's these two separate issues, but one of the, if you're talking about the main headline from this week, was that the U.S., the European Union, and NATO, which is 30 nations strong, they all together for the first time pinpointed and the blame on China for the cyber attacks that went to specifically Microsoft. That was over 100,000 servers worldwide and on their Exchange hack. They're not ruling out further action to hold China accountable. That's one of the things that came from the White House this week. This is the officially the first time that the U.S. and allies are actually blaming China specifically. China, naturally, there's a backlash. You know, naturally, China says, you know, we're all the bad guys and they're the good guys. And, you know, but I don't know what the answer is. The next step is they're going to expose the different tactics and techniques and procedures that China's state-sponsored cyber actors are using when targeting the U.S. and allied networks. And then they're going to also issue some advice for technical mitigations to confront it if you are an American company. So, I mean, look, cybersecurity, this is, as we say when we do the tech report, it's the hacking report. It's just one thing after another, the pipelines, and then, you know, and then the Microsoft and individual companies and Twitter and social media, everyone's getting hacked.
When it comes to China, it's just enough. I would say this, whether Trump was in the White House or if Biden's sitting in there right now, it's just enough. We need to do more than just talk. We need to start holding them accountable.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's too much. It's overwhelming. And at the same time this week, you have the climate czar, John Kerry, saying, well, China could do anything, but we still want to work with them on climate change.
Yeah.
Enough.
Hello. No, enough is enough. Well, you're right. Across the board, it's time to stop doing business and buying things made in China. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 after the hour. We have a few moments in every hour of our DJV program devoted to Jay Kirshner bringing us up to date on what's trending, our social media handles. By the way, you can find the top 10 lists that are both on. Are they on all of our social media, Jay? Yes, I think they are, right? Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, at DJV Show, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And there, too. Okay, so we have posed some questions here. Which COVID-19 vaccine did you receive? And are you comfortable with your choice? So what kind of responses have you got from listeners to our programs?
When it comes to the vaccine, most people are fully comfortable with the choice, whether it was Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or their decision not to get the vaccine. Denise Nguyen says she had J&J 3 days before it was briefly recalled, but has felt that everything was positive since. She waited until the vaccine was available in her area, so she specifically wanted the J&J. Debbie Selby also got J&J, no side effects, but that was the one recommended because of her specific health issues. And Jerry Roeder got Pfizer. Both he and his wife did, and they had zero side effects. I had Pfizer. I was tired and run down after the first round, and then the second round, it was a pretty tough 12 hours, and then all of a sudden everything disappeared as if it was never even there.
Yeah. Well, they say that's because the system that you have was kicking in and showing you that it worked, the immune system.
Oh, it kicked in hardcore.
Yeah,
I was like curled into the fetal position in my son's little play pit area, and he just crawled on me like a jungle gym. I was like,
It made me wonder if I had actually had COVID and didn't know it earlier, because they say the stronger your response, the more likely it is that you did have COVID. So I don't know.
At some point.
Yeah.
And then there is the question or the decision making process that will come in, because there are suggestions that you may want to have or may need to have a third shot, and that's part of the public discussion, I think, this week as well. Okay, next. What event are you most excited to watch in the Olympics? What do we get for responses there, Jay?
Gymnastics and swimming are probably the top ones, especially that synchronized swimming.
That's
everybody loves the gymnastics. Dan Myers likes volleyball, archery, throw swimming in there, whitewater racing and track. Lynn Charlene says everything except rock climbing.
Rock climbing is an Olympic event?
It's a new, they call it sport climbing. So it's like different challenges, like on rock walls and stuff like that.
See why this would be a thing, especially because all of those other game reality shows, what is it, American Ninja Warrior and all that stuff.
They're popular, yep.
Yep. All right, so I was about to say something, but it would be regarded as sexist, so I'll just keep you focused on the next comment. Who else are we going to hear from here regarding
David Boulos likes track and field.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next question. Bill Cosby's wife was not wearing her wedding ring, and we asked the listeners to the DJV program whether or not you or your spouse wear the wedding band. What do we get? This is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was kind of across the board. Nancy Kosky says husband never did because of work. She lost the diamond out of her ring years ago, so she just doesn't wear what's left. But they've been happily married for 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Does it make a difference?
I don't wear my ring. My husband wears his, though. I just don't wear jewelry.
Yeah, same. I wear mine if my nails are done.
If your nails are done.
Yeah, like I don't like wearing my rings. Yeah, because I feel like it just draws attention to the fact that my nails aren't done. So, but Lewis wears his
personified.
All the time.
Okay, who else is weighing in on this, Jay?
Jim Maloney says yes. After 42 years of marriage, it would literally have to be cut off at this point.
Well, there are people whose fingers get fatter and. You know, the fat or the finger skin kind of grows around it. I've seen that, yeah. All right, who else is weighing in?
Gail Rumela. I don't wear my rings during gardening season because I lost a diamond during that years ago, and my husband doesn't wear his because it got too tight. I know a lot of people who will wear it as a necklace around their neck, too.
Comments to our questions you can do anytime during the week at Twitter, at DJV Show, same on Instagram. It's 28 after the hour. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our focus here on the I was looking at a story about the right to repair that's going on. That's a big topic among certain segments of our society. Did not make it into the top 10, however, the story list from Talkers Magazine. This is the DJV overview. And a lot of you who listen to this over the weekend that don't listen to DJV during the week and are curious about us, if we're not on the station that's carrying the program, you can hear us if you just go to djvshow.com. You can catch the program every day in its entirety online, djvshow.com, and also our podcasts as well, including one that we did this week on the 10 worst businesses in America. You can find that. A lot of trending things are part of our discussion. Listen to the podcast at djvshow.com. Or wherever you get your podcasts. Number six on the list, the story list from Talkers Magazine this week, is a focus on crime and gun violence. And I guess my only comment here is a realization looking at the stats. We had this conversation on the DJV show earlier in the week about how even though it's highly touted and greatly reported, that the crime stats in comparison to 10, 20, 30 years ago are less. And I don't know whether we all agreed. It was my point that the reason we talk more about it is because it's reported more. I don't remember whether we got agreement on that or not.
Well, it's also up over year to date. I mean, yes, I think you can look back and say, well, yeah, 30 years ago we were dealing with a spike in crime like this. But it when you look at against 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, crime is significantly up. And I think it also depends on where you are. I mean, right now, big cities like New York and Chicago and Los Angeles are seeing record high numbers of crimes. I mean, we write off the fact that 50 black men are killed usually every weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
And people just accept
by
it.
Other black
Nobody
men.
Wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say anything about it. For whatever reason, we let this one go. We just say, well, it's Chicago or what. I mean, nobody wants to talk about that. It's an ugly story, right? In Los Angeles, homicides are up 300%. I mean, I think it's hard to talk about crime numbers broadly because I think you have to really drill down at where your hot spots are. And right now, I have never felt more unsafe in Los Angeles probably since the riots. When I was in high school, when everybody was at each other's throats, when there was a lot of tension and divide, it feels like we're headed in that direction again. It feels like people can walk into stores literally at a TJ Maxx, and many of you guys may have seen this because it made national news. At a TJ Maxx in Granada Hills, the one that I pass by almost every single day to go to my office, people walked in with big, huge duffel bags. They loaded them up with designer purses and stuff and walked right out. They didn't even run out of the store. They did it in broad daylight during the afternoon, and they just walked out of the store. Nobody did anything about it. They just let them go. Because there is no punishment happening in California. This is a consequence, as much as probably the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about it, this is a consequence of talking about defunding the police. This is a consequence.
Well, Biden has made it very clear.
But Biden is a game of semantics.
He also just said at the town hall, again, he has never once said he wants to defund the police.
Because I can tell you right now, Victoria, I'll tell you right now, during the debate, you can go back and look it up, this is not made up, this is not a right-wing talking point, he said he supported the reallocation.
Of course it is.
He said
reallocation
that he supported
is not
the
refunding.
Yes, it is.
It is not, Jen. It's absolutely not. Because Doug has made the same statement. Doug, have you not?
You said you're
not in favor of defunding the police. You're in
what
favor
did you say,
of
complete reorganization.
Yeah, because you said exactly what Biden has said and stands by it.
Because you have said, Doug,
exactly
that defunding the police is a loser message. And so it's
about
reallocating the police.
But reallocating.
When you're taking money away from the police, you're defunding them. Reallocating from the police into communities, not defunding the police?
I didn't say, that isn't what I said. I'm taking money. We need to rethink how we run the entire public sector because nobody's getting the services out of any department, whether it's the police, the schools, the trash pickup. It's a disaster in most every community and every state across the country.
However,
public service is not being served.
But shuffling funds around, going from instead of spending more money on, you know, certain programs or whatever that police departments across the country have, and reallocating those same funds, and this is not defunding, it's moving funds over to
I
having
just want
a social
people to be
worker.
Responsible.
Okay. This is where this is working. Okay, the NYPD, this is from their own website, from their own press release. The NYPD for the month of June of 2021 has reported all the crime stats. They have done, as the last year has gone on, they have worked in tandem with community partners. They have reallocated funds. Murder decreased by 23.3%. Shooting incidents decreased by 19.5% from June of 2020 to June of 2021. This is working. They said, gun arrests are up 99.4% from the same period a year ago. This is what reallocating the funds
taking
looks
money
like.
From the police and giving
this
it
is
to
not
social workers.
From the police, Jen.
No, but giving money to a program sending social workers out to respond to crime, that is defunding the police, no matter what you call it.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
You know what? Honestly, that just feels like you don't want a win for anybody who wants to do something that's not traditional policing and funding.
I want a safe I want a safe community.
There's the safe community. Look, I just gave you the stats. It's working.
I'm telling you right now, you've got social workers that are responding to crime in Los Angeles. The crime is skyrocketing there. It is skyrocketing every place where we've talked about defunding the police. Just is. The numbers are there.
Plenty have talked about this. I just wanted to
say also a
time for us to move on. All right. It's 40 past the hour. Number five is the economy and inflation fears. And again, we're back to fear-based thinking. Joe Biden said this week that whatever inflation we have will not be permanent. I don't know how he comes to that conclusion.
Wall Street
you know
says that too. And that's
crystal
you know,
ball.
Well, a lot of Wall Street
but they say that because they don't want things to fall apart. I don't want them to fall apart either. I want to think that we won't have a problem with inflation, but it's almost 5% at the moment, 4.7%. With the cost of gasoline and food, travel, almost every sector, buy a new piece of furniture and see what that costs you.
That was another whopper about during that town hall. He said that inflation was temporary, and even Larry Summers says so. And Larry Summers has a whole article about how inflation is here to stay and that it might be a trouble for the Biden administration.
Well, I know inflation comes and goes, ebbs and flows. It's not something. I mean, you have it, and what do you do about it?
So quickly,
the number
you don't spend more money.
Well, the way people are spending now, I was talking, I talked to somebody, somebody in the real estate business this week that I know well, and he said to me that he's never seen anything like this in his 35 or 40 years selling real estate. The way, not only here in Massachusetts, you can look across the country and it's happening
everywhere. Yep.
People are paying $75,000, $85,000, $90,000 more than ask to get into a house, and it's being... Most of it's being propelled by these big corporations who are buying real estate and renting the houses back out again because people either can't afford to or don't want to own property. I would never buy any property in California again. I just want to rent. I would not do that on, obviously, the other side of the world where I live on my farm. But
rents
a lot of people, rents are up, yeah,
prices
everybody. But
up.
These
rents
big companies, these big public companies are... and investment firms are buying just individual ordinary houses and renting them out because this is where the influx is. This is where this is where people want to be at the moment. They don't see the dream that my generation and generations before, the American dream was to own your own home.
Yep.
That was your retirement.
The sad thing is the more you pay in rent, the less you can ever afford that. That dream gets further and further away because all your money's going to a high-priced rent. It's really sad.
Right.
It's unfortunate.
Number four, situation with the wildfires, the heat wave, what's happened here on the East Coast is that we can smell and we can see because of the jet stream, the results of the heat, the wildfires, and the smoke coming across the country. It's
all day
pretty
yesterday,
bizarre.
It was, you could see, yesterday around 6 o'clock, we finally saw blue sky again in New Jersey, where I am on the shore. And it wasn't until, last night where you could see the blue sky popping through, and there's no precipitation anywhere on the radar, but there are these dark clouds, and they're smoke clouds. And last night was the first time that there was a beautiful full moon, but we also got to see, where those smoke clouds are, and they're pretty gnarly looking. I can't imagine being closer to the source and breathing that in.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three and number two, in my opinion, you can argue with me if you want, are just rehashes. There's nothing new on election denial and the voting legislation. I don't feel or hear or sense there's anything new on that. At all.
Well,
it's the same old stuff.
They're just trying to say that they want to put the For the People Act into a reconciliation bill. So that's been what's been tossed around D.C. is that Chuck Schumer and the Democrats want to put in infrastructure, amnesty, and voting rights into a budget bill. And it's striking up a lot of controversy.
And number two is the January 6th committee. I think that's a lot of...
drama this week, though. Were you following that story?
Well,
that was a lot of drama.
But is there anything new coming out of the conversations is the question.
Yeah. So the recap on that is that it was not voted on, this idea for a January 6th committee, not voted on by Republicans. There's already four investigations and FBI arrests, 150 people, or 600 people, I think. So the Republicans didn't support it. Nancy Pelosi decided to do a select committee, and by the rules of Congress, you have five open positions for the minority party. So Kevin McCarthy, he's the minority leader, said, all right, we'll fill those. Here's who we want to put on there. And Jim Banks and Jim Jordan were at the top of the list. And Congressman from Ohio, Jordan, and Indiana, Jim Banks. And Nancy Pelosi said, I will not accept them. I'm denying them the right to be on this committee.
Because they voted to not certify Biden's win. That's why.
Well, and I think
that makes
political sense.
Why would you have them on a committee that's supposed to be investigating?
Because
which is blatant support of Trump. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Well, I mean, they're
someone who is not
Adam Schiff. If that's true, then Adam Schiff and Liz Cheney and Jamie Raskin would not be sitting on the committee. I mean, Adam Schiff lied to the cameras for years saying he saw incontrovertible evidence of Trump colluding with Russia while he was investigating him for impeachment. He lied. That evidence did not exist, and he is sitting at the front of the committee. So
all
if that is true,
if Liz Cheney's on the committee, I'm all for it.
I know.
Okay.
Anyway, so now Kevin McCarthy's not filling any positions. Okay. So there you go.
Story list this week, the charts for the week of July 19th to the 23rd from Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. At number 10, the space race, not this time between countries, but between the billionaires. At number 9, the Olympics. Number 8, the border immigration problem. Number 7, our relationship with China and those problems. At number 6, problems of crime and gun violence. Number 5, the economy and inflation. Do we worry or not? Number 4, the weather in our country. What's going on the East Coast? What's going on the West Coast? And the jet stream bringing a lot of the wildfire smoke to affect the weather as well. Election and voting legislation, number 3. The committee to investigate January 6th is number 2. And all the COVID variant conversations, number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers. 45 past the hour, a take on COVID after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. As part of the weekly overview, officially, I like to take at least one moment to go through the list so there's no question, no confusion as to what's there, because oftentimes I don't take all of these things in order, or we don't talk about all of the specifics with these various points that come from Talkers. So I'll give you the people list in its entirety. Jeff Bezos is at 10, Tucker Carlson at 9, Mike Pence at 8, Ron DeSantis 7, Mitch McConnell 6, Kevin McCarthy 5, Nancy Pelosi is in the 4th position, Donald Trump back, he's close to top, he's in the number 3 position. Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul tied because of their face-off this week, if you will. And number one on the people list is Joe Biden. So that's pretty much the, you know, you expect, knowing what's going on, that these are the names. They do make sense in the overall view of what's happening, and that is what's happening in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so vaccine mandates controversial. Are they effective? I have was talking about a fellow I know as a talk host down in Nashville, Phil Valentine, who was not for getting vaccinated, but he's not on his deathbed, but he's a pretty sick puppy in the hospital down there. So, all right, there's a lot of discussion about the variant. There are more people that are getting it, easier to get, especially if you don't have a shot. You won't die from it, but it's pretty uncomfortable. Meanwhile, the focus is back on, or it ought to be, on China and what the world community is going to do about the fact that it's obvious what they did and how they did it and why they did it. So there's that. There's so many different ways to look at this thing. I think we've all had, well, Jennifer, you had COVID, so you didn't get a vaccine. Are you thinking at all about getting a vaccine? Your folks had it, I think, right? Both of folks had vaccines. Where'd Jennifer go? Did I lose her?
All right. Sorry, I was talking to you with my microphone off.
No, handy.
I think about it. I think about it every day, actually, because I want to do what's best for me and my health. And there is not a lot of information that is out there for people who have had the virus. There wasn't a lot of information
Has Jeff
for me
had his
when
shots?
I had it. He works in the medical profession. So, yeah, he has it.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to wait 6 months, right, if you've had COVID. A lot of doctors that we know have said wait 6 months before you get it.
Some people are saying don't get it at all. Some people are saying to wait. Some people say get one shot.
Yeah. Mm. All right, good discussion. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on Tech Talk. It's our review at the end of the week of the top five items that Victoria Keevan has deemed to be important this week and how they affect you, etc. We'll explain from five to number one. At number five, there is an arrest that has happened, and you want to tell us about who it is and under what circumstances. Number five.
Yep, Joseph O'Connor, a 22-year-old UK citizen who goes by the handle Plugwalk Joe, was arrested in Spain on Wednesday in connection to the 2020 Twitter hack, which was one of the biggest hacks that Twitter has ever experienced. All major, everybody who was famous on Twitter, President Obama, Elon Musk, Kim Kardashian, I mean, everybody was taken down. And this guy made off with $100,000 in Bitcoin. So the U.S. Department of Justice said that he's being charged with computer intrusions related to takeovers of TikTok and Snapchat and Twitter, and he was arrested on multiple accounts of illegally assessing, accessing computers without authorization. He's a well-known hacker, very bold, very...
How do you become a well-known hacker?
Because people see his handle as Plugwalk Joe. He has been credited and has taken credit for lots of hacks.
So why isn't he in jail? Why
he is now.
Yeah, I know, but
they finally caught him. Well, because he doesn't leave a trace. I mean, kind of stuff is, it's called SIM swapping, and it's a method of hijacking valuable social media accounts. You manipulate the cellular network of employees, and then you duplicate their phone numbers so that you can actually get past the two-factor authentication. So it's a whole thing, so he's facing multiple years. Graham Ivan Clark, who was called the teenage mastermind of this entire plan, I believe he was based in Florida. He and two others were already arrested last year, and Clark has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in this. So I would assume that Joseph O'Connor will get more than 3 years.
Hmm. All right, number four.
So DHS announced this week that new security regulations for pipeline operators are in effect now to bolster their defense against cyber attacks. As we know, the Colonial Pipeline attack in May crippled basically the entire East Coast fuel supply, gas shortages, things like that. And so Homeland Security says that through this new security directive, DHS can better ensure that the pipeline sector takes the steps that they're going to need to take to safeguard their operations. They have to essentially hire their own security. They have a whole new set of rules that the department has ordered all these pipeline operators to. It's a protocol that they all have to follow. And so hopefully, you know, as we put more of an emphasis on cybersecurity, which seems like every week, you know, when we talk about what is big in tech, you know, yeah, there's some great new products coming out, but it's also a lot of hacking. It's a lot of hacking reports. So,
all right, number three. Hackers abound at Facebook, in a manner of speaking. Yep,
here's another one. This one makes me extra angry because this one is targeting our veterans, our U.S. military veterans. And so if you're a member of the U.S. military and you've gotten Facebook messages from private sector recruiters, you know, offering you a lucrative future in either aerospace or defense contracting, Facebook has some bad news. They've revealed that they've tracked and at least partially disrupted a long-running Iranian hacking campaign that used Facebook accounts to pose as recruiters, and they've essentially reeled in, they have specifically targeted U.S. military veterans. They had a fake veteran site called Hire Military Heroes, which sounds wonderful.
How sick is that?
It's totally sick. And that was designed to trick these veterans into installing a desktop app on their PC that contained malware, and then essentially it steals all of their data. So I'm happy that Facebook finally did something good for a change here, and so they've actually were able to find this hacking ring. And where it goes from here, I don't know, because this is sort of international waters in a sense. So we know that this group is called Tortoise Shell, and so again, finding these groups, it's not easy.
All right, finding the bad guys in China is the focus of number two this week.
Yep, this was a big initiative. So the United States, the European Union, NATO, which is 30 nations strong, all of them got together to officially blame China's Ministry of State Security, MSS, for the sophisticated attack on Microsoft. As we remember, that happened last year, and 100,000 servers worldwide were affected. This also trickled down into 200 different companies that were hacked. So the Biden administration has said this is the first time that we're actually making it clear that China's actions are threatening our cybersecurity, our cyberspace, and national security. So this was a big, bold statement from everybody, and now we need to see what the next step will be.
Mm-hmm. Number one this week.
So the Federal Trade Commission said that they are now actively looking into the right to repair, everything from tractors to smartphones. This is going to be great, I think, for
good
business.
Good news. It's about time. All right, that's it, the list. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dutch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dutch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do, and he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The price at the gas pump this week, $3.22 a gallon. That's 98 cents more than we were paying this time last year.
We have a high average of $4.39 in San Francisco Bay and a low of $2.71 in Baton Rouge. In Boston, the average is $3.03. In both Atlanta and Long Island, it's $3.15. And Chicago has an average price of $3.65.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas supply is abundant, which could keep prices from spiking further. America's number two diplomats arrived in China to discuss the fraught relationship between the two countries. She'll talk with two top foreign ministry officials, Wendy Sherman, the deputy secretary of state, the highest-ranking U.S. official to visit China since President Biden took office some 6 months ago. After days of criticism, a group of elected officials in a conservative Michigan county says they'll return thousands of dollars in bonuses they gave themselves from the federal COVID relief aid they received.
Earlier this month, Shiawassee County commissioners approved a plan to give more than $500,000 from the federal COVID-19 relief aid the county received to 250 county employees as hazard pay for dealing with the coronavirus pandemic. The smallest amounts were $1,000 to $2,000, but the county board chairman got $25,000. Two more commissioners received $10,000 each, while four others received $5,000 payments, $65,000 in all. The Argus Press reports the county's prosecuting attorney found those payments that board members approved for themselves to be illegal. The commissioners now say they will return the funds to the county. I'm Ben Thomas.
And you can check out the latest news, read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A prolific serial torture slayer dubbed the Dating Game Killer has died while awaiting execution in California.
77-year-old Roddy James Alcala died of natural causes at a hospital. Alcala was sentenced to death in 2010 for five slayings in California between 1977 and 79, though authorities estimate he may have killed up to 130 people across the country. Prosecutors say Alcala stalked women like prey and took earrings as trophies from some of his victims. Alcala was known as the Dating Game Killer because he was a contestant on the television show in 1978. Patrick Foss reporting.
The Shenandoah National Park suspended the search for a University of Virginia Economics Department lecturer after preliminary identification of a body found points to the woman. She was last seen July 14th in Charlottesville. 3 days later, her car was found wrecked and abandoned in the park. They did not say, though, whether foul play was suspected. More at townhall.com. Robert Moses, a civil rights activist who endured beatings in jail while leading black voter registration drives in the American South during the 1960s and later helped improve minority education in math, has passed away at the age of 86.
Moses worked to dismantle segregation as the Mississippi field director of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee during the civil rights movement and was central to the 1964 Freedom Summer. In 1982, he founded the Algebra Project, which included a curriculum Moses developed to help poor students succeed in math. Ben Moynihan with the project said he spoke with Moses' wife, who confirmed her husband passed away Sunday morning in Florida. He was born in Harlem, went to Hamilton College, became a Rhodes Scholar, and earned a master's in philosophy at Harvard University. I'm Julie Walker.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get transfer ready for a CSU, UC, or a four-year university. Or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree from Shasta College. Our fall semester will offer more in-person classes on campus and more in-person student services. We'll continue to offer many of our classes via our flexible online environment for added convenience and choice. Right now is the perfect time to invest in your future. A degree or a certificate from a community college will pay dividends throughout your lifetime with an average annual wage of almost $53,000. And at Shasta College, our industry partners are actively looking to hire qualified candidates from our programs to fill many of the positions they have open. Financial aid through grants and scholarships can help you invest in your education without a huge bill when you graduate. Contact a counselor and plan your tomorrow today. Fall semester classes begin August 16th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll today at Shasta College.
Power.com/awards.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Time for us to get into the nitty-gritty of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. From the perch of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, here as he is with us every week, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the official lists, the people list, the stories list, that is published at talkers.com. Also, you can find it at the DJV site as well, djvshow.com. So, Michael, welcome to our overview. Welcome to the party, as it were. And so the best way to get the party started is to go through the list of attendees, right?
Yeah, let's have some fun. And forgive me for the phone quality this week because we had a bit of a lightning strike at the Talkers headquarters, and it burned out our entire radio studio. Can you believe that?
Fabulous. Good
so
God.
Am I coming through clearly?
Yeah, no, you sound fine, as a matter of fact. That's a good connection.
Great. Okay, good for that. So let's get on with the show then. The billionaire space race for the second week in a row came in at number 10. This time it was Jeff Bezos' turn to go into space. The Tokyo Olympics are at number 9. At number 8, we have the southern border crisis and immigration reform. Seems the only place you hear about that anymore is on News Talk Radio, but it is indeed a valid subject. At number 7, U.S.-China relations, as well as what's going on in Haiti and what's going on in Cuba. Crime and gun violence are big topics at number 6 this week. At number 5, we have the economy, the infrastructure, and fears of inflation. At number 4, the heat wave, wildfires, floods, climate change. At number 3, election denial. That means people who do not believe that the 2020 election was above board. Voting legislation and critical race theory all tied at number 3. Number 2, the January 6th committee. tied with Trump and his relationship with the GOP, and that's tied with books that are coming out about Trump that everybody's talking about. And at number one, the topic that won't go away, as a matter of fact, it's worse this week than last week and the week before, COVID-19, the Delta variant, and discussion about vaccines.
It won't go away because the the damn COVID won't go away. That's why, right. Probably why, right? We're stuck here,
exactly.
It would seem.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to talk about the people?
Please.
Okay, number 10, Jeff Bezos. Number 9, television talk show host Tucker Carlson of Fox News. Mike Pence at number 8. Number 7, the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis. Number 6, Mitch McConnell, the head of the GOP in the Senate. Number 5, Kevin McCarthy, the head of the GOP in the House. Number 4, Nancy Pelosi, the head of the Democrats and the Speaker of the House. Donald Trump, the de facto king of the Republican Party, at number 3. He went from being president of the United States to king of the Republicans.
King for a day, yes.
Or king for a while. Yeah, exactly, a day or two. And number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Rand Paul, I guess they're...
You're a liar! No, you're a liar! No, you're a liar!
They're honing their act so that maybe they'll get signed by Vince McMahon to be at the WWE.
Yeah, right.
And poor old Joe Biden is at number 1.
Number 1.
And that is, what a week.
Well, it seems to be we can have more fun with this stuff if we allow ourselves to have fun with it, because some of the things that are going on are amusing or at least smirkable. I remember things were smurfable when the Smurfs were around. These are smirkable things.
And
number 9 on the people list, the Tucker Carlson thing. I found it interesting I make no bones about the fact that I think that Tucker Carlson is a stooge. There's nothing about, he has no intellectual capacity. I just don't think he's very bright. And he doesn't do, I mean, as far as being convincing, he's not at all. But I thought the most interesting thing this week was Sean Hannity coming out on the air.
Yep.
He hasn't been an anti-vaxxer, but he hasn't been, he hasn't been wild in supporting it. And yet he was very vehement in the stuff that I heard and saw. Get your vaccine. Meanwhile, the guy who's on before him, Carlson, says, don't get the vaccine. So it just shows you that there isn't, for many years we've always thought that the right especially followed talking points that came from on high, whoever on high was, whether it's Limbaugh or Levin or whomever. And it's interesting to think. I've always thought Sean thought for himself anyway, haven't you? Kind of?
I think Sean thinks for himself. I also think, though, that Sean is very savvy and shrewd, understands the politics of things, and is a good strategizer and positioner, which everybody has to be in this world, whether you're a talk show host or a politician. Even if you're a teacher, anybody in today's polarized world, you have to know how to handle yourself. Sean is good at handling himself. Sean really never said go out and get a vaccine. What he did, if you listen to his words, he parses them very cleverly. He says, it's time now to talk to your healthcare professional and find out what's best for you, which is, positive toward vaccinations. He said he believes in science. Well, I mean, the conservatives that have built their part of their platform on being skeptical of the vaccine because, if it's a Biden initiative, well, then, it's
no
good. And if it's a Trump initiative, it's good, whatever it is. And that's why we call it politicizing and weaponizing these issues. And frankly, it's a disgrace that the vaccination and the pandemic has been so politicized. A disgrace. And it'll go down in human history as an example of how lack of cooperation in the face of an existential enemy certainly adds to the adage, divided we fall.
Well, there's another example of that this week. And I think it's, I don't want to use the word tragedy. You and I have known Phil Valentine for a long time. He came to one of the first Talkers events, I think. That's when I met him 20-some-odd years ago. He's been in Nashville for a long time. He had a little syndication thing for a while. But he's probably the most well-known and maybe the most popular, I think you can say that safely, talk radio personality in Nashville.
And
he came down. He was not an anti-vaxxer per se, but he sort of fell into the same crowd you were just describing, maybe a little bit more vehement in that I'm not going to get a vaccine because I don't want to get a vaccine, whatever his shtick was. Now he finds himself at Vanderbilt University Hospital with a very serious case of COVID, and he's telling his listeners now, you better go get a shot. So what do you think of that?
Well, I think first of all, it's wonderful that he's telling everybody that. On a personal level, he's an old friend of mine, and I'm certainly not happy to see him suffering and sick, and I'm worried for his health.
Yeah.
But when these things hit home, all of a sudden, it's no longer an abstract concept. It's no longer political or radio positioning or political positioning. It becomes, life-threatening. And suddenly, you realize, wait a second, what are we talking about here?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get a vaccine because nobody's going to tell me what to do. Our freedom is being eroded. Well, I mean, you know, when we were facing the Nazis in World War II and we had a draft, what if people said, I'm not going. Nobody's telling me I have to defend my country. Nobody's telling me I have to ration. You know, nobody's telling me we're going to not have baseball anymore because the baseball players are going off to war. And Rosie the Riveter is taking jobs away from men. And, you know, when you're facing an existential enemy, you put the political differences aside and the principles.
But does it make it seem like they have the principles are meaningless, really and truly, and the truth is the truth versus posturing, and then maybe do you look at it as all just so much entertainment and guff?
Well, the entertainment, the guff, the posturing, and the truth all get mishmashed in today's crazy world of instantaneous communications.
Yep.
So, you got to keep your thoughts real clear and try to be as honest as possible.
Another very well-known talk host in the news this week. They're all over the place. We'll get to that in a matter of moments. We're going through the charts and the ancillary information that fits into our discussion here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, 15 past the hour. Information for you if you are losing weight or have lost weight, you're concerned because of the variant coming back. A lot of people are getting sick again. Are we right back where we started from? Are the people who are extra heavy at risk? The answer to that question from any doctor is worth his salt is, yeah, you're very vulnerable if you're overweight. So why don't you get yourself onto a plan that'll put you where you want to be, need to be, for your health and well-being. And you think about not just yourself, but your family, the people who are close to you. They want you around. So do the best you can. Do the most you can to lose the extra weight that you have and keep it off. The healthy way to do it, the right way to do it, in my mind, and that's why I endorse Calitrin, is to use something that doesn't have any drugs in it, doesn't have any stimulants. And also, from a practical point of view, they don't call you on the phone and say, okay, you have to sign up and give us your credit card so that we can keep sending you the stuff. They don't do that either. You want it, you call them, or you go online and you order it. As much as you want, as little as you want. Right now, using the DGV code will get you Calitrin 3 months free, depending on how much you buy. You can get more than that. Check it out at toploss.com. That's the website for Calitrin, America's stimulant-free, drug-free way to lose weight and keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com. Calitrin, Calotrin.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars. One search.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on our weekly get-together, going over the charts for the week of July 19th to the 23rd, as the work gets done at Talkers Magazine, the staff listening to talk radio programs, talking to talk hosts, the stations around the country that have done such a great job, and now listenership in general turning back to the radio, although I don't think it ever left when it came to news talk anyway. Everybody wanted to stay up on the conversation and the information, Michael. So we continue in that vein in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show for this week.
How can I make sure my office never stops working?
With Staples Connect, it's possible.
I need to keep my back office stocked without messing up my bottom line.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has your small business covered with big savings on everything you need to get work done. This week, earn 30% back in a Staples store bonus when you buy any two ink cartridges, including HP. Explore what's new at your local Staples or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit staplesconnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Costas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now back to our countdown, the review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen here at your service with the list in our conversations about what's going on. We were talking about Phil Valentine and Sean Hannity, two prominent talk radio personalities. Another one that's in the news this week is Larry Elder. Larry, I worked with him first. He and I were on KVC together in the early 90s. I developed a fondness for him then. I have liked him, stayed in touch. He's graduated, has a pretty respectable list of stations on his syndicated program, presents a different point of view. And he decided a couple of weeks ago, Michael, he was going to run for governor in California. And because of that, I think he's well known in California. Because of that, he was treated poorly by the state. It just shows you the politics of it all. And he said when they said, nope, you're not going to be on the list, sorry. And they didn't say sorry. They basically said, ah-ha. And he said, not so fast. I'll see you in court. And so this week, the whole thing changed. And the reason I bring it up in part is because through all of this, it's so silly. These people are so naive, or maybe, I don't know what they are, so narcissistic. They think, okay, we're going to shut him down by not qualifying him to get on the ballot, which gave him another prominent post, if you will, a bully pulpit. So now more people than ever know who this guy is and are curious to find out what his position is. He could have a real serious chance here in this race. You agree?
Well, when you have 24 candidates, everybody has a chance. I mean, that's that's the amazing part.
But it's all name recognition, isn't it, at this point?
I imagine it is name recognition in politics at every point. That's why we have celebrities running for office and winning. People that, Caitlyn Jenner is running in that same election, right. And Caitlyn Jenner doesn't seem to know anything about politics.
About anything.
You're talking about a mishmash of views that don't fit any cohesive pattern. But you failed to mention that the reason that they said that Larry Elder did not qualify was that he did not fill out the required tax return information, countered and threatened to sue the Secretary of State and won even before it even went to court, that you don't have to have tax information for a runoff, for a recall rather election, as opposed to a primary or a general election. So whether they did it because of politics or not, I don't know. Frankly, I don't buy into that. I think it was just a mistake that was made, and I think that Larry capitalized on it. They made it a political issue.
Yes, I do. I think in California, the politicians there are capable of just about anything you can think of, nasty, dirty tricks. I think Larry also, Larry was a lawyer in Cleveland before he was doing a little talk radio. Dennis Prager discovered him, and that's how he got to KABC. But he has a strong legal background. There are no flies on Larry. He's a very smart guy. And they picked on the wrong but it was good for him, as we were saying, because he now has a lot of exposure.
They picked the wrong talk show host.
Right. Okay. So there's another thing here, number eight, talking about immigration reform. Very interesting. You said something about it being a valid discussion because it's such a mess. You know what it shows, Michael, and maybe we talk about this in the next half hour a little bit if you want. It shows how the control of the news media, especially print media, is so one-sided, because the Biden people have made an unbelievable mess out of this, and they don't want to. They just run away from it. And so our discussions of it in talk radio circles is the only one where you can really kind of get into the nitty gritty of it. But the fact that you said that nobody is really talking about it but talk radio people, I think that's a demonstration, a strong one, of how controlling some of the news media is. Let's talk about it as we come back in the next half hour, 28 after the hour now.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJ.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're listening to KCNR Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming live at kcnr1460.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Now, 34 after the hour, you've come to the second half hour of our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts become part of the discussion, the people on the list, which you can find every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, actually. And you can find it also listed at djvshow.com. This is a sort of co-produced work in progress every week. We have lots of things that we take apart, put back together again. We were talking just before the bottom of the hour here about immigration reform, and I wanted to get your reaction to me understanding or listening to what you said about the immigration discussions being valid on News Talk Radio, but not much of any place else, because in my estimation, the news media has become so biased, so jilted, so twisted, that because Biden looks bad, they don't want to cover it. Am I on safe ground or am I on sand?
Oh, no, you're on safe ground. The fact is that the immigration reform has always been a topic that has been difficult to get into the focus of the national conversation other than News Talk Radio. And Donald Trump proved by making it one of the centerpieces of his 2016 campaign and of his administration that it is a major concern to Americans and it's a major issue. And since Biden's been elected, there hasn't been that much talk about it again in the general press, but News Talk Radio continues to deal with it as a major issue.
Well, and then I throw in my premise that the news media is so biased in favor of those who are left of center that they don't really cover things like this well. Whether that works or doesn't work, I guess, remains to be seen, that thinking. And it's not something that we have to spend a lot of time on. I just thought I'd make my point.
Well, you've actually made your point very well. You made your point three times. So those who may have gone to the bathroom or had a cup of coffee,
they've heard the message. Right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Next.
And the point will be made again in 2 hours. So no, I'm kidding. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. The COVID-19, the broad, the depth and the visceral conversations back and forth, I think it's touching everything. And so on sports talk radio, as well as regular news talk radio, I wonder if you have heard some educated discussion. I know you're a big NFL fan. So what do you think about them informing their clubs that any outbreaks of COVID among the unvaccinated players will lead to forfeited games and penalties and all kinds of stuff? That's becoming a very controversial statement, isn't it?
Oh, it's very controversial, but it's also extremely important in terms of the impact of COVID on sports. The NFL did pretty well in dealing with COVID, as did the NBA. Major League Baseball has had its problems. The Olympics are obviously, it's sports. They're having a terrible time. It's very difficult to make these bubbles when you're dealing with hundreds and hundreds of athletes from all around the world and all these different organizations. But yes, for those who don't know, the NFL has made a rule that if a team cannot get a game together, they cannot put together a team because of COVID people, being benched and on, the disabled list, then they will forfeit the game as opposed to last year, the rescheduling of games.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So the fans, though, are not probably going to like this. All right, would you say, because everything's become so political, is it a fair statement to say that more people who are right of center like football than left of center? Is that a fair statement or not? Is it?
I don't think it's a fair statement at all. But I do think that there is a tendency for the fans of sports talk radio, as in country radio, to lean to the right. But I think that that's through the perspective of those of us in the media. I think in terms of the general public, I think it falls wherever it falls.
Mm-hmm.
Why should that really be the case? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's the media world and then there's the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And, sports fans come in all forms, all shapes, all sizes, all races. So it's a dangerous proposition to say there's not enough information, just, anecdotal information to say that most football fans are conservative.
Okay. I didn't make that statement. I gathered the information from sort of listening. Maybe that's my mistake. Listening to sports talk radio programs, maybe that's what I've done, and maybe that's my problem.
also, let me. No, you don't have. You don't really have a problem, but the way I look at it is that any public discussion today in areas that hitherto did not enter politics have suddenly become politicized. Mm-hmm. If you were to bring up politics on a gardening show, you may find that all of a sudden a whole bunch of callers calling in will argue politics with you as opposed to the proper way to put fertilizer on your grass. You know, it's everything's become politicized. So it's kind of shocking to hear all of a sudden politics being discussed so, you know, vehemently on sports talk, which you never would hear anything about public policy or politics on sports talk. That was escapism. Now it's become part of the discussion, so it seems that way. And let's face it, in commercial news talk media or sports talk media, it seems that there's a significant number of conservatives listening and calling.
And participating in all kinds of ways. Yeah. Okay. So that's a good overview of that. Let's get to China. The relationship we have with China is at number seven, continues to be a thorn in our side. This week, the United States firmly, along with many other countries, accused China and presented the evidence showing that they hacked Microsoft and many other cyber attacks where we thought the Russians may be responsible. It looks like the Chinese are, again, at war, not only with us, but with countries all around the world, so that they can gain dominance in every field. So this thing is, you got to wonder when people are going to wake up or why there isn't a hue and cry everywhere. Maybe it's just coming. It takes a while for this stuff to build up steam, but there certainly is plenty of evidence now of what I've been saying, that COVID came out of that laboratory, and many suspect it was purposeful. So when the conversation, how is the conversation going on News Talk Radio about holding China responsible for its atrocities?
Well, there's that discussion going on in News Talk Radio that it's primarily, you know, anti-Chinese, and that we have to hold them responsible, whether it's the COVID origins or the COVID cover-up or the cyber spying or the aggressive militarism or the repression of rights in Hong Kong and worry over what's going to happen with Taiwan. China's a problem. But the bigger problem, and you said, why isn't there an outcry, is because Americans buy cheaper products that are made in China. And American business up and down the line, from small business to mega, you know, corporations, are in bed with China. And that is a very difficult thing to undo. So that's going to take a long process of education. Look, we're not going to be able to pull the plug on all relations with China. It'll be devastating to the economy. And the fall of China would actually hurt our economy, too, because we're so in bed with them. We're too close to China to be able to have a war with them effectively.
But you see the results of that. They're not interested in bettering America or anything. They're interested in bettering themselves. I mean, you can see it all over the place. This week there was legislation introduced into the House of Representatives to hold China accountable for any number of things, including agricultural missteps. And the part of the legislation was to prohibit China from buying any more farmland. And one of the reps from Congress, I think it's New York State, a lady named Mrs. Ming, who is a Chinese American, said, "Oh, this is racist, and we can't do that, and you're going to cause more hate crimes against the Chinese." At some point in time, we got to get to the reality here of what's actually going on and stop worrying about whether you're a racist. I think, anyway. What do you think? What do you think the pulse of the nation is?
Well, I think that racism is bad, and I think that Chinese Americans should not be singled out. So I understand what Mrs. Ming is saying. On the other hand, I think that we need to educate people as to the makeup of Chinese Americans, what their loyalties are, and what the issues are in and outside of China. It comes with education. It comes with accurate reporting, and it's going to take time. Most of all of this trouble is because of the ignorance that prevails in the topic.
That is for sure. All right, we continue with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, talking about the pandemic, talking about Delta, vaccines, that sort of thing. we become more aware once again of something we should keep in our minds and always be aware of, that the things that hurt your body get into your body through your nose primarily, somewhat through your mouth and your eyelids, but mostly it's the nose. And that's where the Navage system comes in, cleaning out your nose from the viruses, the pollution, the bacteria that's all around us. Doctors agree it's very important to keep your nose clean. It's as important as washing your hands and brushing your teeth. So do what the doctor says, and what the doctor's probably doing. He's probably got a Navage at home, cleans out his nose every morning and at night when he's brushing his teeth and washing his or her face. Navage cleans out all that nasty dust and pollution, so help yourself to safety. Get the stuff out of your nose by using Navage. You'll feel so much better, you'll be better. Check it out in their website, Navage.com. There's a whole list of information. You can actually order online as well. So check out, get your questions answered, and buy the product at Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. I like to take at least one moment to go through the list so there's no question, no confusion as to what's there, because oftentimes I don't take all of these things in order. We don't talk about all of the specifics with these various points that come from talkers. So I'll give you the people list in its entirety. Jeff Bezos is at 10, Tucker Carlson at 9, Mike Pence at 8, Ron DeSantis 7, Mitch McConnell 6, Kevin McCarthy 5, Nancy Pelosi is in the 4th position, Donald Trump back, he's close to the top, he's in the number 3 position. Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul tied because of their face-off this week, if you will. And number 1 on the people list is Joe Biden. So that's pretty much the, you expect, knowing what's going on, that these are the names. They do make sense in the overall view of what's happening, and that is what's happening in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a washcloth 2-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products. Right there, online, MyPillow.com, 6-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, With a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Story list this week, the charts for the week of July 19th to the 23rd from Talkers Magazine. Find the list at Talkers.com. And at DJVshow.com at number 10, the space race. Not this time between countries, but between the billionaires. At number 9, the Olympics. Number 8, the border immigration problem. Number 7, our relationship with China and those problems. At number 6, problems of crime and gun violence. Number 5, the economy and inflation. Do we worry or not? Number 4, the weather in our country, what's going on the East Coast, what's going on the West Coast, and the jet stream bringing a lot of the wildfire smoke to affect the weather as well. Election and voting legislation, number 3. The committee to investigate January 6th is number 2. And all the COVID variant conversations, number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers. All right, Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I understand you're involved in that Rush Limbaugh podcast. Give us that info.
Yeah, very excited about it. It's a 12-part history of Rush Limbaugh, a tribute to him put out by the people involved with the Limbaugh show. James Golden, you know, Bo Snerdly, his longtime producer, is the narrator and host of it. And the 11th installment of the 12-part series has been posted at rushlimbaugh.com. And it's called Talkers. And I'm really proud of the role that I play in it because they really gave me a lot of time and a lot of space and great questions to talk about my perspective on Rush Limbaugh. So at rushlimbaugh.com, it's called Rush Limbaugh, the Man Behind the Golden EID Microphone. And I advise anybody interested in talk radio, check it out. And I'm in the current installment.
Certainly, the Rush Limbaugh folks are still legions and legions of fans want to hear that story. It out, rushlimbaugh.com. Most everybody can spell that. Michael Harrison here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 10 before the hour.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NobleLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make $200 to $300.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code WARM for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code WARM for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WARM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continues now with a friend of the program and friend of mine, frankly, Steve Wiseman, who is a lawyer, college professor, teaches law at Bentley University. He is an expert when it comes to the law, interpreting the law. And so every week with the story sector from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and Talkers Magazine, I like to get Steve's input as we can get it. One of the things, however, that I want to talk about, and it sort of fits into number seven this week, our relationship with China, we're finding them being responsible for lots of these hacks. So what does our country do? What does the international community do with more and more information showing them operating as a rogue nation, whether it comes down to hacking or the virus? What illegally what can be done against a sovereign nation?
Great question, because, you know, right now, particularly when you're dealing with things such as cyber attacks, there really aren't, you know, many international laws. And when we apply our national laws, you mentioned China. China does two types of hacking, and it's very interesting. One is, more than any other country on earth, they will hack our companies and steal intellectual property. And this has been a problem for many years. We have actually indicted many members of the Chinese military who do this these cyber attacks. But as we say in Boston, good luck to you and the Red Sox. China, you know, denies it, and they certainly are not going to extradite these people to the United States. So then you get, you know, we could do cyber attacks against them. I'm not sure that's necessarily the way to respond. Frankly, I think the best thing would be financial sanctions and make them darn serious, because this is a major issue. The Biden administration has made a great effort to gain international cooperation with this, and it isn't just the United States that's being hacked, the UK, France, Canada, and many others. But they've got to take real concerted action, and I think financial sanctions would be probably the most effective.
Number three on our story list this week, voting legislation. I don't know that you and I have talked specifically about that. I know you've made comments about not being happy with the stuff that's been proposed. But on a legal note, the legal side of all of this, it seems to a lot of people, questionable as to why it's difficult or hurtful to not require people to be able to prove who they are when they go in and vote. Otherwise, what's the legitimacy of their vote?
Yeah, and you know, there is something on, there are legitimate arguments on both sides. You know, many, like myself, are concerned that it does appear to be a partisan attempt to reduce voting by poor people and people who may not have the readily available identification. So on the one hand, some say, you know, we're curing a problem that doesn't exist. All of the studies in regard to voter fraud show that it's extremely rare. On the other hand, you're absolutely correct. You know, we do want to make sure that it is only legitimate voters who are voting. And so some kind of legislation to be able to prove that someone is eligible, but not in a way that punishes poor people and others who may not have they may not have a driver's license or something like that. If we're going to do it, we have to find a way that doesn't discriminate. But yes, we want to have secure elections, and if the if these changes are done for that purpose, that's fine. The idea, though, of making fewer polling places, in particular in the inner cities, that's pretty much a blatant attempt at limiting voting. But yeah, it is legitimate to make sure that our voting is done properly and securely.
Number six on the list this week of stories from Talkers Magazine, crime and gun violence. California is a pretty good example or a bad example of people not being prosecuted for some crimes. Is this giving criminals across the board just more license to do bad stuff?
Yeah, I don't think the laws really stop the criminal from using the gun. I live in Massachusetts, as do you, and we have actually additional time if you use a gun in a crime. Part of the problem is if we banned guns today, didn't make another gun, we'd still have more guns than we have citizens. So we've got to find a way to enforce those laws and really find ways to limit how the access goes to criminals.
There he is, lawyer and professor Steve Wiseman, looking at the law as to how they apply to our stories from Talkers Magazine. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Lawmakers hoping to seal a bipartisan infrastructure deal early this week still face a slight speed bump.
We're about 90% of the way there. I'm here this weekend working on legislative language with colleagues and with staff, and I feel good about getting that done this week. We have one issue outstanding, and we're not getting much response from the Democrats on it. It's about mass transit.
Ohio GOP Senator Rob Portman was a guest on ABC's This Week Sunday.
Our transit number is very generous. We increased transit in this proposal. We also increased the formula going forward. That's the one issue that's outstanding, frankly, at this point. My hope is that we'll see progress on that.
Democrats want to see more of the money in the roughly $1 trillion agreement go toward public transportation. Some senators are threatening to oppose the deal if it does not. China blaming the U.S. for what it calls a stalemate in bilateral relations as high-level face-to-face talks begin with the Chinese, along with Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman. A state media report says Vice Foreign Minister urging the U.S. to, quote, change its highly misguided mindset and dangerous policy. They say the stalemate is because some Americans portray China as an imagined enemy. New COVID mask guidelines are possible. The top federal health officials are considering just that.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends that vaccinated people don't need to wear masks in public. But Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union that CDC officials are now actively considering a change. Their deliberations come as the U.S. faces a surge of coronavirus infections. Cases are spreading quickly among the unvaccinated, though there have been some breakthrough cases among those who have gotten their COVID shots. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Check out more news and read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com, call 800- 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
If you're noticing your wallet is thinner these days and your bank balance is lower than last year, you're not alone thinking things are getting more expensive.
As inflationary rates hit a 13-year high in the U.S., many companies are raising prices to offset higher costs for materials such as aluminum and lumber, in addition to rising prices for gas and vehicles. According to AAA, gas prices are averaging $3.15 per gallon, the highest in at least 7 years. Appliance maker Whirlpool set a 12% price hike to offset inflationary costs. General Mills, which produces brands including Cheerios and Betty Crocker, expects total input cost inflation of about 7% during the current fiscal year. Patrick Frost reporting.
At the box office this weekend, M. Night Shyamalan's Old easily won a slower weekend at the North American theaters, while the G.I. Joe pick Snake Eyes lived up to its name. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstra. Israel's launching commercial air service to Morocco.
The move comes less than a year after the country's normalized relations. Israel's tourism minister says the new direct flights will help advance fruitful tourism, trade, and economic cooperation and diplomatic agreements between the two countries. Israel and Morocco agreed to normalize relations in late 2020, all part of the U.S.-brokered Abraham Accords. Jason Walker reporting.
This weekend kicks off Britain's summer holiday season, however, with travel to and from many popular destinations facing varying quarantines and testing requirements. It's clear many families think it's just all too much hassle to try to fly with international restrictions, and so they appear to be opting once again to holiday within the United Kingdom. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
GrowWealthSafely.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do,
and he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So, 7 after the hour, it has become obvious that we have another weekend upon us, and that means that we take the information that comes from Talkers Magazine every week, the charts, the number of stories always is 10, the number of people is 10, top 10 stories and people this week. Courtesy of the research done by the folks at Talkers, this is the accompanying hour to the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, which airs on all of the same stations pretty much, and then some. It was the DJV show, so I bring in the DJVers, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, to help us understand perhaps some of the Talk Radio conversation that takes place around all of these issues. At number 10, the space race. And a manner of speaking, it used to be the Russians and the Americans. Now it's the billionaires and their space race. So we liked all this week, right, ladies?
I liked it.
there's certainly a lot of talk about, you know, the penis rocket, sure.
Right.
And Jeff Bezos got a face full of Botox and filler for the occasion. So
Did he do that? Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. So, you know, he wanted to look less like Dr. Evil, I guess. Yeah, it did very much have an Austin Powers vibe. I don't know. I can't tell you that I'm huge fans of Jeff Bezos or Richard Branson. Like, they're kind of inconsequential to my life. But what I do think is cool is when I think about my parents' generation, and I think that in their lifetime, we've seen the creation of the space program through government means. We've seen all of this exploration that we've done. And now we're seeing space tourism. And I know for a lot of people, it was
private
a dud
industry.
Or they said that they didn't go, you know, that they didn't do far enough or that. But you know what? I think it was still something to recognize as cool. It's something that's going to be a marker
be
in our
a
lifetime.
Critic. Is right? Always
well, there were a
be...
lot of critics, I think, for this
yeah.
one.
Yeah,
but,
well.
You know, and that's fine. But I just think, forget the people involved, but think about the significance of what we've just
fabulously
seen.
Fabulously
so.
Significant, yeah.
Right?
Right.
I think
where
it's cool.
Where it goes from here. Exactly. Okay, at number nine, and I do this differently every week. We take a different approach to it. I suppose I could give you the people list, and then they could intertwine into the stories. On the people list from Talkers Magazine, Bezos is at 10. Tucker Carlson, 9. Mike Pence, 8. Ron DeSantis, 7. Mitch McConnell, 6. Kevin McCarthy, 5. Nancy Pelosi, 4. Donald Trump, 3. Fauci and Rand Paul tied for number 2. And Biden is number 1. Okay, back to the list of the stories. The Olympics, as they start this weekend, go over, what, a 10-day period, 2 weekends in 1 full week. I thought it was interesting that as the week comes to an end, one of the stories that's getting a lot of play is the story of a U.S. fencer who's under investigation already before they even get started for sexual misconduct. Apparently this guy, Alan Hadzik, has been on the team before and has been pushed aside, if you will, ostracized by, I wonder why he's even there. Frankly, he's been charged a couple of different times with sexual misconduct. So why is he even there? I guess would be the question. If there's any, we all know, what did the numbers come out this week of 80,000 condoms and 900 of this and 9 million of that, because it's always a very sexually active time for the involvees. And it's been, you know, a lot of marriages come out of this, a lot of pregnancies, a lot of hoopla. Because these are young, active, physical kids, and boys will be boys and girls will be girls. I guess that's the admission. And so they, you know, but this thing, so is there a point at which that it goes too far? I guess, yeah, like in any other circumstance, if somebody says, no, I don't want to, and you keep going, this is apparently what this guy Hadzik does. And his teammates are not happy about him, so I don't know. Yeah, how much of a focus is fencing anyway these days? Is that a big deal? I don't know anything about fencing.
Fencing? My mom was a fencer in college.
Was
that
she?
Was yes,
really?
She loved it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So that's the
only person I've ever heard of in, that I know in real life. Then I guess, and I haven't even met your mom yet. But wow,
it counts.
It counts,
by association. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio
right.
sister. She's your radio mom, stepmom.
That's true. That's true.
All right. Number 8 on the list is the situation with immigration. How it doesn't seem to be getting. Is anybody in the government even paying attention to this? It almost feels like there's a fiasco that's been created unnecessarily, and nobody's paying any attention to it, including
really
the impact
funny
it's having
on COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
the fact is that I think we all, regardless of how we disagree on how to get there, or I think that all of us would like to see COVID not be a problem anymore, right? We don't want to see it impacting human life. We don't want to see it shutting down governments. We don't want to see it doing all these things. But yet nobody is talking about how like 900% of the new cases in Texas, everybody loves to talk about Texas because somehow they think that it's like a hit at a red state that they've got a COVID problem. The number of people, like the infections coming into Texas, it's over 900% of their cases or something.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
For all these immigrants. Yeah.
It's up 900% because of the migrants that are coming in. I mean, we have to be serious. If we are going to be seriously talking about COVID,
okay,
we got to talk about that.
All right. Let's talk about, you've just made me think about something. Ladies, what do you think of this? See, 40% of the cases come from three states, Texas, Florida, and what was the other one, Missouri or something. But in the case of Texas, Florida, and there's a problem in California, admittedly, as well.
So these are It's been a huge story in Alabama about that as well.
Yeah. Okay. So these are the three biggest states that have problems with immigration. Could it be, can it be, is it a fact that the surge has come from the fact that there are so many illegals that have come into those three states over the past
It's been a lot of the conversation in my circles in California.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing. And, you know, maybe you hear my frustration. Again, I am not an anti-vax person. I want to make it really clear. I'm anti how the government is handling all this. And I am anti mandating people having to have a choice on their, I believe people get a choice on their health care. In any case, we've been talking about this for a while now. Everybody in California is either vaccinated or has had it for the most part. Like 70% vaccine rates in LA County, yet we're still seeing mask mandates imposed. And so people are going, why? And is it that people are traveling during the summer, getting more testing? And then it dawns on everybody. And then a story in the LA Times, I think over the weekend, I think it was Sunday, that talked about how the COVID cases are running rampant and people are just coming back and forth across the border without anybody saying anything about it. They're not even, I mean,
but Biden also got criticized when he said he was going to send COVID vaccines down to the border, and everybody was against that, too. So
who was? I wouldn't be
against there was a huge backlash.
Because, well, when he was doing
Why are we spending money to vaccinate these people? Some people think it's over the border stuff.
Go ahead, Jen.
Yeah, but it was also the timing. When he was talking about sending vaccines to the border, you had people waiting in very long lines to get vaccines here. And so the argument
I guess this is the result, right?
But you know what would fix the problem? Shutting it down. And Biden has no intention of doing that. His administration is not serious on the issue of immigration. They're
Should
not. They're feeling
down.
Well, he's getting – well,
look, I don't think that this is a success by any stretch. But, you know, he's being criticized heavily from the right and heavily from the left because the left doesn't like that he has left some Trump policies in place. And on the right, it's everything that – all the arguments that you're making. I don't know. I mean, this is – I don't know what the answer is. If obviously there isn't a clear and easy answer or else someone would just do it.
Trump didn't get to do it. Obama didn't fix it. I mean, what Trump did in the last year, the Remain in Mexico policy was absolutely effective. It really
was. Most Americans supported that. Anyway, we can Well, I think in my circle they did.
Well, in right wing circles they supported
that.
But
a
the rest of America,
you know that. So don't.
Well, you're more on the right than the left. You are.
I'm not a right winger by any stretch.
Okay, but you're more on the right than the left. The left did not support the Remain in Mexico at all.
I know a lot of people who are Democrats who supported it to the nth degree. Maybe it's an age thing, as I said before. But anyway, most of the things that we can circle back around this week have a connection to the COVID situation and the Delta variant and vaccines and stuff. But I want to bring up number seven in a moment, our relationship with China, specifically with a focus on the hacking. We'll get to that right after this on the Talk Radio Review. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products. Right there, online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, here we are, 18 after the hour. Number 7 on the story list as we go through them. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kushner. Victoria is on top of the China hacking of Microsoft. This is just yet another example of these people and the isolation that's taking place around the world, not just from America. More focus is on COVID, or does it? As people realize the Chinese are at war with everybody, and they want everything for themselves. So how is this settling in, the China hacking of Microsoft?
Well, COVID is not related to this. So
no.
Yeah, so there's these two separate issues. But one of the, if you're talking about the main headline from this week, was that the U.S., the European Union, and NATO, which is 30 nations strong, they all together for the first time pinpointed and the blame on China for the cyber attacks that went to specifically Microsoft. That was over 100,000 servers worldwide and on their Exchange hack. They're not ruling out further action to hold China accountable. That's one of the things that came from the White House this week. This is officially the first time that the U.S. and allies are actually blaming China specifically. There's a backlash. You know, naturally China says, you know, we're all the bad guys and they're the good guys. And, you know, I don't know what the answer is. The next step is they're going to expose the different tactics and techniques and procedures that China's state-sponsored cyber actors are using when targeting the U.S. and allied networks. And then they're going to also issue some advice for technical mitigations to confront it if you are an American company. So, I mean, look, cybersecurity, this is, as we say when we do the tech report, it's the hacking report. It's just one thing after another. The pipelines, and then, you know, and then the Microsoft and individual companies and Twitter and social media, everyone's getting hacked.
When it comes to China, it's just enough. I would say this, whether Trump was in the White House or if Biden's sitting in there right now, it's just enough. We need to do more than just talk. We need to start holding them accountable.
Yeah.
And, it's too much. It's overwhelming. And at the same time this week, you have the climate czar, John Kerry, saying, well, China could do anything, but we still want to work with them on climate change.
Yeah.
Enough.
Hello. No, enough is enough. Well, you're right. Across the board, it's time to stop doing business and buying things made in China. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
No mountain I can't climb, there's no tower too high, no plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m., on KCNR, 1460 AM, or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The Northern California Veterans Museum presents the Wall of Remembrance to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the Global War on Terror. To memorialize the victims of terror, their names have been placed on a traveling exhibit. The exhibit will be free and open to the public all day and night from July 28th to August 1st. There will be an art gala and fundraiser featuring works from the veterans and military family members. There will also be a sunrise service and Vietnam Memorial commemoration on Sunday, August 1st. For more information, call 510-8210.
Whether it was Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or their decision not to get the vaccine, Denise Nguyen says she had J&J 3 days before it was briefly recalled, but has felt that everything was positive since. She waited until the vaccine was available in her area, so she specifically wanted the J&J. Debbie Selby also got J&J, no side effects, but that was the one recommended because of her specific health issues.
Yeah.
And Jerry Roeder got Pfizer. Both he and his wife did, and they had zero side effects. I had Pfizer. I was tired and run down after the first round, and then the second round. It was a pretty tough 12 hours, and then all of a sudden everything disappeared as if it was never even there.
Yeah. Well, they say that's because the system that you have was kicking in and showing you that it worked, the immune system.
Oh, it kicked in hardcore.
Yeah,
I was curled into the fetal position in my son's little play pit area, and he just crawled on me like a jungle gym. I was like,
It made me wonder if I had actually had COVID and didn't know it earlier, because they say the stronger your response, the more likely it is that you did have COVID. So I don't know.
Point. Yeah. Yeah. And then there is the question or the decision-making process that will come in, because there are suggestions that you may want to have or may need to have a third shot, and that's part of the public discussion, I think, this week as well. Okay, next. What event are you most excited to watch in the Olympics? What do we get for responses there, Jay?
Gymnastics and swimming are probably the top ones, especially that synchronized swimming. Everybody loves the gymnastics. Dan Myers likes volleyball, archery, throw swimming in there, whitewater racing, and track. Lynn Charlene says everything except rock climbing.
Rock climbing is an Olympic event?
It's a new, they call it sport climbing. So it's like different challenges, like on rock walls and stuff like that.
See why this would be a thing, especially because all of those other game reality shows, what is it, American Ninja Warrior and all that stuff.
They're popular, yep.
Yep. All right, so I was about to say something, but it would be regarded as sexist, so I'll just keep you focused on the next comment. Who else are we going to hear from here regarding
David Goulos likes track and field.
Yeah, huh? All right, let's go to the next question. Bill Cosby's wife was not wearing her wedding ring, and we asked the listeners to the DJV program whether or not you or your spouse wear the wedding band. What do we get? This is pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of across the board. Nancy Kosky says husband never did because of work. She lost the diamond out of her ring years ago, so she just doesn't wear what's left. But they've been happily married for 30 years.
Does it make a difference?
I don't wear my ring. My husband wears his, though. I just don't wear jewelry.
Yeah, same. I wear mine if my nails are done.
if your nails are done.
Yeah, like, I don't like wearing my rings. Yeah, because I feel like it just draws attention to the fact that my nails aren't done. So, but Louis wears his
personified.
All the time.
Okay, who else is weighing in on this, Jay?
Jim Maloney says, yes, after 42 years of marriage, it would literally have to be cut off. at this point.
Well, there are people whose fingers get fatter, and you know the fat or the finger skin kind of grows around it. I've seen that. Yeah. All right. Who else is weighing in?
Gail Rumela, I don't wear my rings during gardening season because I lost a diamond during that years ago, and my husband doesn't wear his because it got too tight. I know a lot there of people who will wear it as a necklace around their neck, too.
Comments to our questions you can do anytime during the week at Twitter, at DJ View Show, same on Instagram. It's 28 after the hour. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Greetings, North State. Just a reminder here to be sure and tune in to Common Ground Radio Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock. You know, we have much more in common with one another than we normally recognize, but fail to see this thanks to our polarized media that deliberately divides us and demonizes the other side. Common Ground Radio is your progressive call-in talk show for the North State right here on Radio KCNR, where we seek bipartisan agreement on many issues affecting all of us using respectful, fact-based dialogue and starting for change from the progressive side of the street.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today we're sharing Perez Carrillo Trilogy. This gift set is the pinnacle of years tirelessly dedicated to the perfection of cigars. Rating 95, 96, and 98 by Cigar Aficionado, these three cigars have put Ernesto Perez Carrillo at the top of the industry. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta County Citizen Journalist is hosting a community town hall Saturday, July 31st at 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park, gazebo area. Freedom and liberty lovers are welcome for peaceful and thoughtful dialogue about concerns and solutions to our county's problems. We'll have guest speakers, food truck, kids games, face painting, balloons, ice cream truck, and more. This is a private event open to the public, so attendance is at the discretion of the hosts. July 31st, 9 a.m., Lake Redding Park. Tell your friends.
Explore what's new at your local Staples or StaplesConnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Limit 4, in-store only. Visit StaplesConnect.com/store bonus for details and 724.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to our focus here on the I was looking at a story about the right to repair that's going on. That's a big topic among certain segments of our society. Did not make it into the top 10, however, the story list from Talkers Magazine. This is the DJV overview. And a lot of you who listen to this over the weekend and don't listen to DJV during the week and are curious about us, if we're not on the station that's carrying the program, you can hear us if you just go to djvshow.com. You can catch the program every day in its entirety online, djvshow.com, and also our podcasts as well, including one that we did this week on the 10 worst businesses in America. You can find that. A lot of trending things are part of our discussion. Listen to the podcast at djvshow.com. or wherever you get your podcasts. Number six on the list, the story list from Talkers Magazine this week, is a focus on crime and gun violence. And I guess my only comment here is a realization looking at the stats. We had this conversation on the DJV show earlier in the week about how even though it's highly touted and greatly reported that the crime stats in comparison to 10, 20, 30 years ago are less. And I don't know whether we all agreed. It was my point that the reason we talk more about it is because it's reported more. I don't remember whether we got agreement on that or not.
It's also up over year to date. I mean, yes, I think you can look back and say, well, yeah, 30 years ago we were dealing with a spike in crime like this. But when you look at against 2 or 3 or 4 years ago, crime is significantly up. And I think it also depends on where you are. I mean, right now, big cities like New York and Chicago and Los Angeles are seeing record high numbers of crimes. I mean, we write off the fact that 50 black men are killed usually every weekend in Chicago.
Yeah.
And people just accept
by
it.
By other black
Nobody
men.
Wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say anything about it. For whatever reason, we let this one go. We just say, well, it's Chicago or what. I mean, nobody wants to talk about that. It's an ugly story, right? In Los Angeles, homicides are up 300%. I mean, I think it's hard to talk about crime numbers broadly because I think you have to really drill down at where your hot spots are. And right now, I have never felt more unsafe in Los Angeles probably since the riots. When I was in high school, when everybody was at each other's throats, when there was a lot of tension and divide, it feels like we're headed in that direction again. It feels like people can walk into stores literally at a TJ Maxx, and many of you guys may have seen this because it made national news. At a TJ Maxx in Granada Hills, the one that I pass by almost every single day to go to my office, people walked in with big, huge duffel bags. They loaded them up with designer purses and stuff and walked right out. They didn't even run out of the store. They did it in broad daylight during the afternoon, and they just walked out of the store. Nobody did anything about it. They just let them go. Because there is no punishment happening in California. This is a consequence, as much as probably the Biden administration doesn't want to talk about it, this is a consequence of talking about defunding the police. This is a consequence.
Well,
Biden has made that very clear.
But
that also, Biden
is a game of semantics.
He also just said at the town hall, again, he has never once said he wants to defund the police.
Because I can tell you right now, Victoria, I'll tell you right now, during the debate, and you can go back and look it up, this is not made up, this is not a right-wing talking point, he said he supported the reallocation.
Of course it is.
He said that he supported the
refunding.
Yes, it is.
It is not, Jen. It's absolutely not.
Because Doug has made the same statement. Doug, have you not? You said you're not in favor of defunding the police. You're in favor of reallocation.
Complete reorganization.
Yeah, because you said
exactly what Biden has said and stand by it.
Because you have said, Doug, that defunding the police is a loser message. And so it's about reallocating the police.
But reallocating...
When you're taking money away from the police, you're defunding them.
How is reallocating
from the police into communities not defunding the police?
I didn't say, that isn't what I said. I'm taking money.
That's reallocating.
We need to rethink how we run the entire public sector, because nobody's getting the services out of any department, whether it's the police, the schools, the trash pickup. It's a disaster in most every community and every state across the country.
However,
public service is not being served.
Funds, yeah, but shuffling funds around, going from instead of spending more money on, you know, certain programs or whatever that police departments across the country have, and reallocating those same funds, and this is not defunding, it's moving funds over to having a social worker.
I just want people to be responsible.
This is where this is working. Okay, the NYPD, this is from their own website, from their own press release. The NYPD for the month of June of 2021 has reported all the crime stats. They have done, as the last year has gone on, they have worked in tandem with community partners. They have reallocated funds. Murder decreased by 23.3%. Shooting incidents decreased by 19.5% from June of 2020 to June of 2021. This is working. They said, gun arrests are up 99.4% from the same period a year ago. This is what reallocating the funds
from the police and giving
this
it to
not
social workers.
From the police, Jen.
No, but giving money to a program sending social workers out to respond to crime, that is defunding the police, no matter what you call it.
Oh, my God.
That's what it is.
You know what? Honestly, that just feels like you don't want a win for anybody who wants to do something that's not traditional policing.
I want a safe community.
There's the safe community. Look, I just gave you the stats. It's working.
I'm telling you right now, you've got social workers that are responding to crime in Los Angeles. The crime is skyrocketing there. It is skyrocketing every place where we've talked about defunding the police. Just is. The numbers are there.
Plenty have talked about this. I just want
the stats.
Time for us to move on. All right. It's 40 past the hour. Number five is the economy and inflation fears, and again, we're back to fear-based thinking. Joe Biden said this week that whatever inflation we have will not be permanent. I don't know how he comes to that conclusion.
Wall Street
you know
says that too. And that's
a crystal
ball. No, there are a lot of Wall Street.
But they say that because
they
don't want things to fall apart. I don't want them to fall apart either. I want to think that we won't have a problem with inflation, but it's almost 5% at the moment, 4.7%. With the cost of gasoline and food, travel, almost every sector, buy a new piece of furniture and see what that costs you.
That was another
whopper
during that town hall. He said that that inflation was temporary, and even Larry Summers says so. And Larry Summers has a whole article about how inflation is here to stay and that it might be a trouble for the Biden administration.
Well, I know inflation comes and goes, ebbs and flows. It's not something. I mean, you have it, and what do you do about it?
So quickly,
the number
you don't spend more money.
Well, the way people are spending now, I was talking, I talked to somebody, somebody in the real estate business this week that I know well, and he said to me that he's never seen anything like this in his 35 or 40 years selling real estate. The way, and not only here in Massachusetts, you can look across the country and it's happening
everywhere. Yep.
People paying $75,000, $85,000, $90,000 more than ask to get into a house, and it's being... Most of it's being propelled by these big corporations who are buying real estate and renting the houses back out again because people either can't afford to or don't want to own property. I would never buy any property in California again. I just want to rent. I would not do that on, obviously, the other side of the world where I live on my farm. But
rents
a lot of people, rents are up, yeah,
prices
everybody.
Of rents are
but
up.
These
rents
big companies, huge. These big public companies are... and investment firms are buying just individual ordinary houses and renting them out because this is where the influx is. This is where This is where people want to be at the moment. They don't see the dream that my generation and generations before, the American dream was to own your own home. Yep. That was your retirement.
The sad thing is the more you pay in rent, the less you can ever afford that. That dream gets further and further away because all your money's going to a high-priced rent. It's really sad. Right. It's unfortunate.
Number four, situation with the wildfires, the heat wave, what's happened here on the East Coast is that we can smell and we can see because of the jet stream, the results of the heat, the wildfires, and the smoke coming across the country.
It's all day
pretty
yesterday,
bizarre.
It was, you could see yesterday around 6 o'clock, we finally saw blue sky again in New Jersey where I am on the shore. And it wasn't until like last night where you could see the blue sky popping through, and there's no precipitation anywhere on the radar, but there are these dark clouds, and they're smoke clouds. And last night was the first time that there was a beautiful full moon, but we also got to see where those smoke clouds are, and they're pretty gnarly looking. I can't imagine being closer to the source and breathing that in.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three and number two, in my opinion, you can argue with me if you want, are just rehashes. There's nothing new on election denial and the voting legislation. I don't feel or hear or sense there's anything new on that at all.
Well,
it's the same old stuff.
They're just trying to say that they want to put the For the People Act into a reconciliation bill. So that's been what's been tossed around D.C. is that the Chuck Schumer and the Democrats want to put in infrastructure, amnesty, and voting rights into a budget bill. And it's striking up a lot of controversy.
And number two is the January 6th committee. I think that's a lot of
drama this week, though. Were you following that story?
Drama, but is there anything new coming out of the conversations is the question.
Yeah, so the recap on that is that it was not voted on, this idea for a January 6th committee, not voted on by Republicans. There's already four investigations and FBI arrests, like 150 people, or so 600 people, I think. So the Republicans didn't support it. Nancy Pelosi decided to do a select committee, and by the rules of Congress, you have five open positions for the minority party. So Kevin McCarthy, he's the minority leader, said, all right, we'll fill those. Here's who we want to put on there. And Jim Banks and Jim Jordan were at the top of the list. And Congressman from Ohio, Jordan, and Indiana, Jim Banks. And Nancy Pelosi said, I will not accept them. I'm denying them the right to be on this committee.
Because they voted to not certify Biden's win. That's why.
Well, and I think
that makes
political
sense. Why would you have them on a committee that's supposed to be investigating,
which is
a blatant support of Trump? I mean, that makes sense to me.
Well,
to
I mean, they're
someone who is not
Adam
biased.
Schiff. If that's true, then Adam Schiff and Liz Cheney and Jamie Raskin would not be sitting on the committee. I mean, Adam Schiff lied to the cameras for years saying he saw incontrovertible evidence of Trump colluding with Russia while he was investigating him for impeachment. He lied. That evidence did not exist, and he is sitting at the front of the committee. So
all
if that is true,
if Liz Cheney's on the committee, I'm all for it.
I know.
Okay.
Anyway, so now Kevin McCarthy's not filling any positions.
Okay.
So there you go.
Story list this week, the charts for the week of July 19th to the 23rd from Talkers Magazine. Find the list at talkers.com and at djvshow.com. At number 10, the space race, not this time between countries, but between the billionaires. At number 9, the Olympics. Number 8, the border immigration problem. Number 7, our relationship with China and those problems. At number 6, problems of crime and gun violence. Number 5, the economy and inflation. Do we worry or not? Number 4, the weather in our country. What's going on the East Coast? What's going on the West Coast? And the jet stream bringing a lot of the wildfire smoke to affect the weather as well. Election and voting legislation. Number 3, the committee to investigate January 6th is number 2. And all the COVID variant conversations, number 1 this week on the story list from Talkers. 45 past the hour, a take on COVID after this.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years.
For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. All right, yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. As part of the weekly overview, officially, I like to take at least one moment to go through the list so there's no question, no confusion as to what's there, because oftentimes I don't take all of these things in order. We don't talk about all of the specifics with these various points that come from Tucker. So I'll give you the people list in its entirety. Jeff Bezos is at 10, Tucker Carlson at 9, Mike Pence at 8, Ron DeSantis 7, Mitch McConnell 6, Kevin McCarthy 5, Nancy Pelosi is in the 4th position, Donald Trump back, he's close to top, he's in the number 3 position. Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul tied because of their face-off this week, if you will. And number one on the people list is Joe Biden. So that's pretty much you expect, knowing what's going on, that these are the names. They do make sense in the overall view of what's happening, and that is what's happening in the News Talk Radio world. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so vaccine mandates controversial. Are they effective? I was talking about a fellow I know is a talk host down in Nashville, Phil Valentine, who was not for getting vaccinated, but he's not on his deathbed, but he's a pretty sick puppy in the hospital down there. So, all right, there's a lot of discussion about the variant. There are more people that are getting it, easier to get, especially if you don't have a shot. You won't die from it, but it's pretty uncomfortable. Meanwhile, the focus is back on, or it ought to be, on China, and what the world community is going to do about the fact that it's obvious what they did and how they did it and why they did it. So there's that. There's so many different ways to look at this thing. I think we've all had, well, Jennifer, you had COVID, so you didn't get a vaccine. Are you thinking at all about getting a vaccine? Your folks had it, I think, right? Both of the folks had vaccines. Where'd Jennifer go? Did I lose her? All right.
Sorry, I was talking to you with my microphone off.
No, handy.
I think about it. I think about it every day, actually, because I want to do what's best for me and my health. And there is not a lot of information that is out there for people who have had the virus. There wasn't a lot of information
for me when
I had it. He works in the medical profession, so yeah, he has it.
Yeah.
I think you're supposed to wait 6 months, right? If you've had COVID, a lot of doctors that we know have said
wait six months before you get it. Some people are saying don't get it at all. Some people are saying to wait. Some people say get one shot.
Yeah. Mm. All right, good discussion. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right.
see reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code WARM for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code WARM for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WARM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now on Tech Talk. It's our review at the end of the week of the top five items that Victoria Keevan has deemed to be important this week and how they affect you, etc. We'll explain from five to number one. At number five, there is an arrest that has happened, and you want to tell us about who it is and under what circumstances. Number five.
Yep, Joseph O'Connor, a 22-year-old UK citizen who goes by the handle Plugwalk Joe, was arrested in Spain on Wednesday in connection to the 2020 Twitter hack, which was one of the biggest hacks that Twitter has ever experienced. All major, everybody who was famous on Twitter, President Obama, Elon Musk, Kim Kardashian, everybody was taken down. And this guy made off with $100,000 in Bitcoin. So the U.S. Department of Justice said that he's being charged with computer intrusions related to takeovers of TikTok and Snapchat and Twitter. And he was arrested on multiple accounts of illegally assessing, accessing computers without authorization. He's a well-known hacker. Very bold, very...
How do you become a well-known hacker?
Because people see his handle is Plugwalk Joe. He has been credited and has taken credit for lots of
hacks. So why isn't he in jail? Why
he is now.
Yeah, I know, but why?
They finally caught him. Well, because he doesn't leave a trace. I mean, kind of stuff is, yeah, it's called SIM swapping, and it's a method of hijacking valuable social media accounts. You manipulate the cellular network of employees, and then you duplicate their phone numbers so that you can actually get past the two-factor authentication. So it's a whole thing, but so he's facing multiple years. Graham Ivan Clark, who was called the teenage mastermind of this entire plan, I believe he was based in Florida. He and two others were already arrested last year, and Clark has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in this. So I would assume that Joseph O'Connor will get more than 3 years.
All right, number four.
So DHS announced this week that new security regulations for pipeline operators are in effect now to bolster their defense against cyber attacks. As we know, the Colonial Pipeline attack in May crippled basically the entire East Coast fuel supply, gas shortages, things like that. And so Homeland Security says that through this new security directive, DHS can better ensure that the pipeline sector takes the steps that they're going to need to take to safeguard their operations. They have to essentially hire their own security. They have a whole new set of rules that the department has ordered all these pipeline operators to. It's a protocol that they all have to follow. And so hopefully, you know, as we put more of an emphasis on cybersecurity, which seems like every week, you know, when we talk about what is big in tech, you know, yeah, there's some great new products coming out, but it's also a lot of hacking. It's a lot of hacking reports. So,
all right, number three. Hackers abound at Facebook, in a manner of speaking. Yep,
here's another one. This one makes me extra angry because this one is targeting our veterans, our U.S. military veterans. And so if you're a member of the U.S. military and you've gotten Facebook messages from private sector recruiters, offering you a lucrative future in either aerospace or defense contracting, Facebook has some bad news. They've revealed that they've tracked and at least partially disrupted a long-running Iranian hacking campaign that used Facebook accounts to pose as recruiters, and they've essentially reeled in, they have specifically targeted U.S. military veterans. They had a fake veteran site called Hire Military Heroes, which sounds wonderful.
How sick is
and
that?
It's totally sick. And that was designed to trick these veterans into installing a desktop app on their PC that contained malware. And then essentially it steals all of their data. So I'm happy that Facebook finally did something good for a change here. And so they've actually were able to find this hacking ring. And where it goes from here, I don't know, because this is sort of international waters in a sense. So we know that this group is called Tortoise Shell. And so but again, finding these groups, it's not easy.
All right, finding the bad guys in China is the focus of number two this week.
Yep, this was a big initiative. So the United States, the European Union, NATO, which is 30 nations strong, all of them got together to officially blame China's Ministry of State Security, MSS, for the sophisticated attack on Microsoft. As we remember, that happened last year, and 100,000 servers worldwide were affected. This also trickled down into 200 different companies that were hacked. So the Biden administration has said this is the first time that we're actually making it clear that China's actions are threatening our cybersecurity, our cyberspace, and national security. So this was a big, bold statement from everybody, and now we need to see what the next step will be.
Mm-hmm. Number one this week.
So the Federal Trade Commission said that they are now actively looking into the right to repair, everything from tractors to smartphones. This is going to be great, I think, for
good
business.
Good news. It's about time. All right, that's it, the list. Thank you, Victoria. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do, and he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Bootleg Fire in Oregon, the largest wildfire in the country, creates a rare tornado. And while containment is up, so is the amount of acreage burning.
The tornado was confirmed by the National Weather Service. It hit last weekend, created from extreme fire behavior. Marcus Kaufman with Oregon Department of Forestry says he saw some of the aftermath.
You looked around and you went, oh my goodness, something very significant happened here. You could just kind of sense it.
Meanwhile, the Bootleg Fire has consumed around 409,000 acres and is nearing 50% containment.
And containment really is an expression of our confidence that the control lines that we have in place around the fire, that those will hold.
Kaufman says at least 67 homes were destroyed. 2,000 houses are under evacuation orders. I'm Julie Walker.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi naming a second Republican critic of former President Trump, Representative Adam Kinzinger, to a special committee investigating the Capitol riot. She's pledging the Democratic majority panel will, quote, get to the truth. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has said GOP will not participate after Pelosi refused to accept the members that he picked. Pelosi's already put Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney on the committee. You probably already noticed, but we're paying more at the pump these days.
Gasoline prices are still rising, but at a slower pace, and they may cease altogether if possible. The new price is $3.22 nationwide for regular grade, and that's up 2 cents from 2 weeks ago.
Ann Trilby Lundberg, publisher of the industry's Lundberg Survey, says that's 98 cents more than we paid a year ago. New Zealand agreeing to repatriate an alleged Islamic State militant and her two young children who've been detained in Turkey since February. The woman had been a dual citizen, but Australia stripped her citizenship under its anti-terrorism laws. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Typhoon Infa has made landfall on China's east coast, south of Shanghai.
The storm hit shortly after people living near the sea were evacuated. Airline flights and trains were cancelled and the public was ordered to stay indoors. The typhoon hit China's Zhejiang province with rainfall of 10 to 14 inches, forecast by the National Weather Agency. About 330,000 residents on Shanghai's southern edge were evacuated after wind speeds reached 60 miles per hour offshore. Hundreds of flights at two Shanghai airports were cancelled and more were expected to be cancelled. I'm Karen Chamas.
Investors who lost fortunes in the failure of a multi-billion dollar nuclear reactor construction deal will soon begin to see portions of a $192 million settlement. A federal judge recently signed off on a plan to disperse the funds among former shareholders in Scana Corporation, the former parent company of South Carolina Electric and Gas. More at townhall.com. The recall ballot is finally set in California.
However, the state Republican Party is still determining its best strategy for winning back the governor's office in one of the nation's most Democratic states. Ballots for the September 14th election that could remove Governor Gavin Newsom from office will start arriving in voters' mailboxes next month. There are 46 candidates on the ballot. The GOP party leaders will vote Saturday on whether to move forward with an endorsement process. John Scott reporting.
There is growing concern over a shortage of jet fuel. That, coupled with an urgent demand from firefighting aircraft, and it continues to cause problems at airports around the West where some 88 wildfires are in progress. In Nevada, authorities are investigating a possible shortage of jet fuel that could delay cargo delivery as well as passenger travel in the coming days. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Today's review is Michelef Grande Bold, a classic Maduro stick with a rich, dark, oily Ecuadorian broadleaf wrapper surrounding Nicaragua's best tobacco. Full-bodied and full flavor, your palate will delight with hints of dark chocolate, nuts, and cedar. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Paper reporter Randy Stone, who works the night beat.
At the end of our previous show, Jack sent Mary over to NBC Studio B, where Frank Sinatra was rehearsing, to try to convince him to fill in for an absent Dennis Day. Let's get back to it.
It's a good thing or it's bad, but beautiful. Beautiful to take a chance, and if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. And I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful.
Fellas, that was great, man. That'll be enough for today.
Frankie.
Oh, hello, Mary.
Hello, Frankie. Nice seeing you again.
Nice seeing you. Gee, you sure look gorgeous today, Mary.
Steady, girl, steady. Say, Frank, I came to ask you to step over to our studio. Jack would like to see you.
Well, that's a coincidence. I was just going over to see him myself. I'm a little peeved at him. He's ruining my singing on the hit parade.
Oh, I don't understand. How can Jack hurt your singing?
I can't hit those high notes anymore. He puts too much starch in my collars.
Oh. Well, that's Rochester's fault. Jack especially is rough dry.
Well, that isn't my only complaint, Mary. Yesterday, my bundle of laundry came back and two of my handkerchiefs were missing. And they were the handkerchiefs that Crosby gave me for my birthday.
Well, how do you know they were the handkerchiefs Bing gave you?
They had chloroform on them.
Well, Jack doesn't want to see you about the laundry. He'd like to have you sing a song on his program.
Today?
Yes, right now.
Well, okay. Come on, let's go over and have a talk with him. Where's Jack broadcasting from, Mary?
Right here in Studio C. Let's go in.
Okay, wait a second, Mary. I'll open the door for you. Thanks, Mary.
I kill turkeys, too.
Now, listen, Don. If Fred Allen thinks he's that funny, he's got... Oh, hello, Frankie.
Hi, Jack. You want to see me?
Yes. Come right in. By the way, you know my gang, don't you?
Sure. Where's Don Wilson?
Any place you look. Hey, Don, here's Frank Sinatra.
Well, hello, Frankie.
Holy smoke, I'm surrounded.
Yeah, there's quite a difference in your size.
Oh, I got a goose pimple bigger than him.
Now, lie down, please. Now, Frank, I'll get right to the point. You see, Dennis couldn't be here today, so I'd like to have you sing a song on my program.
Well, I don't know.
It's strictly business, Frank. I mean, I intend to pay you.
You're gonna pay?
Certainly. Frank, what are you doing?
I'm calling RKO. This is another miracle of the bell.
Well, you can hang up and we'll talk business. Now, how much would you want to sing just one song?
$5,000.
Why doesn't he fall down? I know he fainted.
Mary, please. Well, look, Frank, for $5,000, you sing both the verse and the chorus of a song, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Now, look, Frank, most people don't know the verse anyway. Now, what... look, what would you charge... What would you charge for just the chorus?
$3,000.
Hmm. Well, you know, we wouldn't need a whole chorus. I wouldn't want to be cut off the air again. Now, how much... Frankie, how much would you charge me for, say, 16 bars?
$1,500.
Gee, that's almost $100 a bar. Can't you give me something a little less expensive?
Well, for $10, I can blow my nose and see sharp. That might help you out a bit.
No, no, Frankie, I know you're short, too hackety. You know what I mean?
Now, look, Jack, what's the use of dickering? My price is $5,000.
But, Frank, let's compromise. Look, I'll give you
$500.
$5,000. $501? $4,999.
$502?
$4,998.
$503? Mary, what are you doing? I'm calling Paramount. This is going to be another lost weekend.
Never mind. Now, Frank, since we're so close to an agreement on price, why don't you just do your song and we'll settle it after the program? I mean, we shouldn't haggle in front of the audience, you know. It makes you look cheap. You know? Now, come on, sing your song.
Well, okay, Jack. But who's going to accompany me?
Phil Harris's orchestra.
Oh, no. No, no.
No, not that. Well, wait a minute, Frankie. A few weeks ago on my show, they accompanied Bing Crosby.
I know, but he already made his.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll accompany you on the violin and Frank Remley on the guitar.
Frank Remley?
Yeah. That's Phil Harris's nature boy. Now, I'll get my violin... Oh, darn it. Excuse me, Frank. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Berry. This is Rochester again.
Oh, what is it this time, Rochester?
Well, I'm listening to your program, and I just heard Frank Sinatra.
That's right. He's here. What about it?
Well, if you've got to get an Oscar to give back to Mr. Coleman.
Yes?
Well, Mr. Sinatra won an Oscar a couple of years ago with a picture called The House I Live In.
Say, that's right. He did. Yeah, I wonder if he'd lend it to me.
He might if he hasn't thrown it away.
Now, why in the world would he throw an Oscar away?
Could be jealousy. It weighs more than he does.
See, Rochester, I'm glad you told me about it. By the way, I think you're putting a little too much starch in Mr. Sinatra's collars. He looks like a dehydrated Herbert Hoover. Be careful, will you?
I will. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now, look, Frank.
I'm all ready now, Jack. You get your violin.
Look, Frank, let's hold this on for a minute. I want to talk to you about something very important.
What is it, Jack?
No, not here. Let's go out in the hall.
Okay.
Now, Frank, I'm not going to beat around the bush. As you know, I lost Ronald Coleman's Oscar, and I've got to get one to replace it.
Yeah?
Now, you won an Oscar, didn't you?
Yeah, we won it for The House I Live In, Jack.
Well, look, Frankie, you can do me a great favor. I'll only need it for a few weeks. You see, I got to get an Oscar back to Ronald Coleman before he comes
over. Hey, would you guys mind moving over? We're trying to vacuum this hall.
In a minute. They're always cleaning up around here. Now, Frankie.
Yes, Jack.
I've never been in such a spot in all my life. I'm not asking you to give me the Oscar. I just want you to lend it to me until we
now
get...
Now, look, you guys. I'm trying to vacuum this corridor. I'm asking you once more to move.
Look, don't be in such a hurry, bud. Now, Frankie, look. How about it? Let me have your Oscar.
Well, Jack, as long as you're in that kind of a spot and it's only for a few weeks, maybe I can...
Frank. Frankie.
Jack.
water, he got too close to the vacuum. Now I'll have to go outside and wait till they empty the bag. Everything happens to me.
Jack, where could they have emptied that vacuum cleaner? I've looked in every rubbish can in the alley. Frankie, where are you?
Oh,
he's not in this one. Go away, kitty. I'm working this side of the alley. Frankie! Well, there's nothing left for me to do. Next week, I'll just have to go over and apologize to Ronald Coleman.
Ronald Coleman?
Yes. Good night.
From May 2nd, 1948. Folks who only know the older Sinatra might be a little puzzled by that final joke. You see, during his early showbiz career, Frank was very, very thin. So plenty of humor was centered around his skinny frame. He could hide behind a mop handle, for example, and yes, be sucked up into a vacuum cleaner. I'm Greg Bell, and even further explanation. A couple of months earlier, or back in March of 48, there was a landmark Jack Benny episode where he borrowed neighbor Ronald Coleman's Oscar, then promptly lost it when he got mugged. It led to one of the best-remembered lines in all of radio. When the mugger stated, "Your money or your life," Jack famously paused, then blurted out, "I'm thinking it over." For the rest of the season, it became a recurring joke, and whenever Benny had an Oscar winner on his show, he invariably begged to borrow that Oscar. In the case of Sinatra, the Academy Award that he possessed at the time was a special honorary Oscar given to him for his 1945 short film, The House I Live In, created to oppose anti-Semitism at the end of World War II. 5 years after that Jack Benny appearance, though, Frank Sinatra took home a traditional acting Oscar for his work in the 1953 Best Picture winner, From Here to Eternity. Coming up next on Wind Radio was another Frank, as in Frank Lovejoy. He'll be heard as Randy Stone in Nightbeat, right after this.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me
every time. 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Evening, Mr. Stone.
How are you, Tim?
You're starting out kind of early, ain't you?
I guess so. Where's Molly?
I don't know. When I came out tonight, she wasn't here. Why?
Her husband died today.
Yeah, I heard it. Who's going to scrub the floors if she don't show up?
Who'll scrub the floors? Well, there's a sanitary viewpoint. She didn't send word, sick, or anything like that?
Not that I knew of. She just ain't here, that's all.
Okay. You know where she lives, don't you?
Sure. And the first night she's missed in 14 years. Funny, ain't it?
Oh, sure. Very funny. Give me her address. I'd known Molly for as long as I'd worked on the Star. At first, people had pointed her out. Molly Keller, Charles Keller's wife, wife of a convict. But she scrubbed her floors and said nothing. Once a month, she'd go to visit her husband. And then the years passed, and Molly wasn't the wife of a convict anymore. She was just a scrub woman. But now her husband's death would bring it all back. There'd be those awkward attempts to be kind to her. And if I knew Molly, she wouldn't want that. That's why I went to see her.
Help you, mister?
Yes, I think so. Molly Keller lives here, doesn't she?
She ain't here now.
Well, where is she?
What's your name?
Stone, Randy Stone.
Wait a minute. That don't sound like any name she put down.
What?
You said Stone, huh?
Yeah, Stone.
I can't tell you where she is.
What have you got there?
Well, nothing you want. Now you go away. I gotta get some sleep.
Yeah, in a minute. Look, I'm Randy Stone, Chicago Star. Here's my press card.
I don't care about that. Molly gave me $50.
She did what?
Mister, you ain't one of the names, so I can't tell you where she is.
But I'm a friend of hers, and I've got to see her. Her husband died today, and I...
Oh. I didn't know that.
Well, you do now. Tell me where Molly is.
Well, Molly, know about her husband?
I don't know.
Okay, but when you see her, don't tell her it was me that told you.
All right. Where is she?
Lake Drive Hotel.
Who? The Lake Drive? Are you sure?
You asked me, I told you. Now that's all.
The Lake Drive Hotel, swank and plush. Visiting royalty had to show their crowns before they could get in. So I went there, I walked through the lobby, past the diamonds and the furs, and up to the desk where a clerk with a Harvard accent and a Vassar personality looked me over.
Front boy. May I help you, sir?
Yes, I think so. I'm looking for a woman named Molly Keller.
Is she registered here, sir?
I don't think so. Molly Keller is, well, she's a scrub lady.
I beg your pardon?
A scrub lady, one of the great army of working people.
I suggest you try the servant's entrance.
You forgot the sir.
If you'll excuse me.
Yes, this is important. I want to find Molly Keller.
The servant's entrance?
You're wasting the springtime of your youth repeating that. Now, all you have to do is go to the phone and check with the employees department, find out if there's a Molly Keller working there.
Very well. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Hello. This is the desk. Is there a scrub woman working here named Molly Keller? Thank you.
Well?
There's no one here by that name.
Maybe she used the name Mrs. Charles Keller.
Sir?
Mrs. Charles Keller.
But we have a Mrs. Charles Keller registered here.
Registered?
Certainly, in the Royal Suite.
The Royal Suite? When did she check in?
Really, sir, I cannot give out information about our guest.
Yes, all right. Will you call her, tell her I'd like to see her?
One moment, I must check something.
I hate to see you patter back and forth on your delicate little feet. What's up now?
Your name, sir?
Stone, Randy Stone.
Well, I'm sorry, sir. That is not one of the names Mrs. Keller gave me.
She gave you a list of names, too?
No one but these three men were to be shown up under any circumstances.
Well, ask her if she'll see me. Randy Stone. She knows me.
Very well, sir. One moment.
The clerk went to the desk phone. I told myself the woman in the Royal Suite couldn't be Molly Keller. Not at $100 a day, plus tips. I half expected the clerk to come back and tell me Mrs. Charles Keller didn't know me.
Mrs. Keller, there's a gentleman here to see you. No, not one of the three. Well, he says his name is Randy Stone. Yes, Mrs. Keller, I'll send him up. Mrs. Keller will see you, Mr. Stone. The Royal Suite is 4A. The elevators are in the alcove to your right.
Okay.
The elevators are...
Oh, thank you. I'll walk up. The air might clear my head.
Oui, monsieur?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Randy Stone. Mrs. Keller...
Oui, monsieur Stone. You will please come in.
Thank you.
I will tell Madame Keller you are here.
All right, Colette. I heard him.
Oui, madame. In there, monsieur. Be sitting.
Thank you again.
Hello, Randy.
Hello, Molly.
Will madame wish me any more?
No, I'll call the service desk when I need you.
Merci, madame.
How'd you find me, Randy?
Did I?
But you're here.
Yeah, I know. I'm here, but are you?
What do you mean?
What do you think I mean, Molly? Or should I say, Madam Keller?
What do you want?
I don't know. What are you doing here?
I live here.
Since when?
I registered tonight.
Uh-huh, that clears up the whole thing. You just walked in here and registered at $100 a day plus a French maid. What is all this?
Please go, will you?
Yeah, in a minute. This came over the teletype about an hour ago.
Charles?
Yeah.
They notified me.
You're not going up there?
Charles is dead. Why should I go up?
Look, there's something wrong. This doesn't make sense. I've known you for a long time. I've watched you. A woman for whom I had a lot of respect because she had a lot for herself.
A woman who broke her back and her hands for 14 years while her husband rotted in prison.
While you stuck by him?
Because I was a fool.
Well, then why didn't you divorce him?
Oh, I couldn't.
You couldn't? Why not?
Please go now. Don't ask any more questions.
Why not, Molly? Why are you afraid to have me ask questions?
What do you want, a story?
No.
Get out.
Molly.
What?
Where are you getting the money for all this?
It's got nothing to do with you, Randy.
But it has everything to do with you and your husband.
He's dead.
Molly, that money from the robbery, the $65,000.
Leave me alone.
You know where it is, don't you? You've known for 14 years.
You don't know anything about it.
You've got it.
Get out.
Okay, Madam Keller, I'm sorry I called on you. I was looking for Molly Keller. The wrong number. Goodbye.
You're going to the police?
I won't have to. Another thing, Molly. I read about the case. There were other men in that robbery. You think they'll stand still and let you get away with this? There were three other men, Molly, and they...
They what?
Those names that you left with the landlord and the clerk.
What about them?
Who are they?
All right, Randy. You want a story? I'll give you one. Here. The names and addresses of three men.
So?
You want a story, and I'll give you one. The biggest you've ever had. A murder story.
Murder?
Yes. You go to these men and tell them about me. Where I am. How I'm living.
If they're who I think they... No, I won't. It'll be your murder, Molly.
No, Randy, not mine.
Then whose?
I promise you, you'll find out before tomorrow.
That was all I got from Molly, a piece of paper with the names and addresses of three men written on it. I left her, I headed for the street, and I walked around thinking. A couple of times I started to toss away that paper, but it stuck to my fingers. A couple of times I headed for the precinct police station and stopped. What did I have? Zero. What could I get? A story, she said. Okay, Molly, let's see. The first address took me to a Harry Campbell, a gimlet-eyed pool hall tout. I interrupted his game.
Newspaper, huh? Well, what gives?
Let's get away from the table.
Say it here, Mr. Stone, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
Okay, go ahead. Nine ball, corner pocket.
This is about $65,000 in Charles Keller. You missed the shot, Harry. It was an easy one.
Yeah. Take my cue, Eddie. I got something to do.
Yeah, sure. Steady.
Okay, you. Come on. Now, what was that you said?
$65,000.
Keep going.
14 years ago, there was a payroll robbery. The money from it was never recovered. Somebody has it, Harry.
Why tell me?
I thought you'd like to know.
Why?
Charles Keller said he didn't get the money.
Oh, now, look, you come in here, give me a fast chorus about 65 G's I don't know nothing about.
But you're interested.
Anybody's interested in that much dough.
That's what I mean.
What's your angle, Stone? How come you found me? How come you knew where to find me?
Molly Keller told me. You don't know her, huh?
No.
Well, I thought maybe you did. Anyway, I interviewed her at her suite at the Lake Drive, and
the
I...
Where?
The Lake Drive Hotel. She's registered in the Royal Suite, French maid and all. Yesterday, she was scrubbing floors.
You better go, Mr. Stone.
Okay. I'll see you around, Harry.
Yeah. I'll be waiting up for you.
Name number two was Bob Olson. He wasn't home, but I located him in an all-night beanery. He was behind the counter.
What'll yours be, mister?
Coffee.
Sure. Black?
Yeah.
Coffee black. Sugar?
No, thank you, Bob.
I know you.
No, not yet.
How come you know my name?
Bob Olson, that right?
Yeah. How'd you know?
Oh, psychic, or maybe Molly Keller told me.
Huh?
I just come from Harry Campbell.
I don't know him.
Nor Molly Keller?
Never heard of her.
Mm-hmm. You just don't know the right people, Bob, or you'd know all about $65,000.
We're in the middle of a Night Beat episode. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are about to hear is true. Only the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
It's also true that the Dog Days of Summer sale at Radiospirits.com is offering 50% off all Dragnet box sets. For a limited time, pay half price for the gritty crime dramas starring Jack Webb as Sergeant Joe Friday. Just go to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code CRIME50 to save 50% now.
Let's do him a favor. Hmm? Let's show him what it costs.
It's going to cost half price today. Go to Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 now to get 50% off every Dragnet CD collection.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any information on the case?
We do. That's CRIME50 at Radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 to pay half price. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Ah, summer, the perfect time to chill with a book outdoors. And Kobo's Ellipsa, their largest e-reader with a 10.3-inch screen, is built for comfort and reading in any light. Ramesh Mantha from Kobo has more.
It has a screen that's very specifically designed for reading comfortably. What's really cool about an RE readers is that they don't inherently emit any light. So if you're in a bright surroundings like sunlight, they actually, it's like a piece of paper. The brighter it is, the better it is to read. So that makes it really great for reading by the pool in any outdoor setting.
And you won't ever have to worry about the battery.
Another neat thing is when you're not changing what's on the screen, the power consumption is basically zero. And so what that means is an e-reader battery life is not measured in hours or days, but in weeks.
Check out the Ellipsa at Kobo.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back to The Night Beat on When Radio Was.
Bob Olson played it straight, too, but there was the same look in his eyes I saw in Campbell's, hard and nasty. I left him with the same information I'd given Campbell. And then I headed for the third name on the list, Jim Humphreys.
Yeah, what do you want, Buster?
I'm looking for Jim Humphreys.
What for?
Is he here?
That depends. Are you a copper?
No, I'm a reporter. Randy Stone, Chicago Star.
What do you want?
You're, Mrs. Humphreys?
So I had bad luck. What do you want?
Who is that, Kitty?
A guy with a tie on. Nobody you'd know.
Oh yeah? Who are you? What's the pitch?
The name is Randy Stone, Chicago Star.
What's a newspaper guy got to talk to me about?
14 years and $65,000.
Jim, what's he talking about?
I don't know yet. Come on in. Kitty.
What?
Get in the other room, close the door, and stay there.
Listen, I want to know what's
Shut
going
up.
On.
Now, go ahead. Get in the other room. Now, what's with you, Stone?
Charles Keller died in prison today. That mean anything?
No, never heard of him.
Never heard of his wife either, huh?
No. Mm-hmm. Hey, what are you doing?
Looking around. This isn't the best place in the world, is it, Jim?
It's good enough.
One quarter of 65,000 is about 16,000. You didn't get anything, did you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, everybody is innocent. Olson, Campbell. You know them, Jim?
No.
Well, I guess Molly Keller sent me on a wild goose chase.
Molly Keller?
Yeah, she's living at the Lake Drive. For 14 years, she scrubbed floors while her husband was in prison, but now she's...
Jim!
Get back in there.
I ain't. You heard what this guy says. The Lake Drive Hotel. She's living there.
You flathead, shut your trap.
I won't. I won't. Do you hear me?
I'm telling you, get back in that room and stay in there.
Hey, I've been living in this crumb joint. Look at me. Mister, you look at me.
I am kidding.
So I'm ugly.
No, huh? Not at all.
No, I ain't. But I gotta live in this trap. Me, I could have had lots of things, but I ain't. I've been taking this guff because he tells me that someday...
Keep it shut, I tell you. Keep it shut.
I've been keeping quiet for long enough. For 5 years, I've been keeping quiet because you told me that someday I...
I told you. Now get out of here. Get in the other room.
Now, wait a minute.
Keep out of this, you. Kitty, you heard me. Just a bird in a cage. And not a gilded one.
Mister, I don't want to hear nothing else from you. You got a couple of seconds to get out of here before I sap you all over the neighborhood. Now, what do you say?
Oh, it's clear. Okay, so long, Jim.
Come back again, and I'll kill you.
Well, there I had it. Three men who knew about the robbery, who'd like to get their hands on the money, but who had to stay undercover and keep quiet until... Until what? The answer to that lay with Molly Keller, and I wanted the answer. 20 minutes later, I was back at the Lake Drive Hotel. This time, I didn't go to the desk. I slipped through the lobby, up the stairs, and down the carpeted hallway to Molly's suite.
Randy.
Hello, Molly. Want company?
Yeah. Come in.
Oh. You've already got company.
Take it easy, Stone.
Yeah, guns force me into a sort of composure, Olson. Molly.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks for sending him here.
Sit down again, Molly.
Of course, Harry.
Now, once more, where's the dough?
You expect me to tell you, Bob?
You will or else.
Molly, if you got any sense at all, you'll tell them they can't get away.
I know.
You're crazy. Why did you let them in?
I wanted to. Bob Olson and Harry Campbell and Jim Humphreys. Where's Jim?
Never mind him. Now listen, Molly. You ain't gonna get hurt if you know where the money is.
No.
Molly.
First one, then the other, like two jackals. I knew they'd come, Randy.
Where is it, Molly?
Not yet, Harry. There's still one more to come. Jim Humphreys. When he gets here, I'll tell you.
You'll tell us now.
No. And if you kill me, you'll never find out. Will you? You'll never find out. You had to make a deal with each other. Now wait and make one with Humphreys. Randy.
What do you want?
How long ago did you leave Jim?
20 minutes.
He should be here by now.
We ain't waiting, Molly. We ain't waiting.
Campbell, you...
Stay sitting, Stone. Watch him, Bob.
I am.
Molly, we ain't kidding. We ain't kidding. All right, Molly.
It's no use, Harry. You can do anything you want to do. You won't find out anything until Jim Humphreys gets here.
We're in the middle of a Nightbeat episode. We'll be right back after this short break.
Focus on the path. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I started a new hobby recently, mountain biking. And on an enjoyable 20-mile rails-to-trails path, I had the interesting encounter of going through some barriers that prevent cars from traveling the same path. And here's the lesson. My first time through these barriers, I went slowly, wondering if my bike was too wide or if I might hit them. But then it hit me, not the obstacles, but this insight. If I focus on the obstacles, I'll be much more likely to hit them. So instead, I started telling myself to focus on the path. And that's exactly what I did. What a great lesson for all of us in that. Instead of focusing on the obstacles that might be in the middle of the route to what you want, focus instead entirely on the path. For help along your path, visit Dr. Christian Conti.
Would you get on an airplane if you knew it had a 50% chance of crashing? You may be riding that plane right now. If you have your money in a 401k or IRA and you plan to take out the recommended percentage each year when you retire, your chance of running out of money is 50%.
50%. But there's a better and safer way to secure your income in retirement. Discover how in a free book called Rescue Your Retirement. This wealth-building strategy has never had a losing year in more than a century. In fact, even the man who invented the 401k now prefers this method instead. Get Rescue Your Retirement free for just a small shipping charge and enjoy a safe landing and a comfortable retirement. Get this free book and make sure you don't run out of money. Hurry, this offer is extremely limited. To get your free copy, just go to growwealthsafely.com. That's growwealthsafely.com to discover how to rescue your retirement. growwealthsafely.com.
Streaming only on Peacock.
What do you know about Dr. Dunch?
He was charming, intelligent.
My patients mean everything to me.
Based on the unbelievable true story.
I can't make sense of it.
Dunch has two deaths that we know of. The state of Texas has executed people for less.
It's like he knew what he was supposed to do, and he did the exact opposite.
Dr. Death, starring Joshua Jackson, with Christian Slater and Alec Baldwin.
I am going to fix you.
All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Welcome back to The Night Beat on When Radio Was.
And there we sat, Campbell Olson, Molly, and I, and a minute ticked by. I watched Molly. She never took her eyes off the two men. There was no expression on her face but hate, a bitter hate that could almost be felt. And then...
It's been an hour. We ain't waiting no longer.
All right, Harry. I guess Jim isn't coming.
Molly, you're going to tell us now.
Yeah. I will, Bob.
Stay sitting, Molly.
You want the money, don't you, Harry?
You got it here?
Over there. I'll get it for you.
Go ahead. Bob, watch this guy.
Right.
You waited 14 years for this. 14 years. So have I. All right. Here. Here's the money. Take it. Take it, Harry.
This bank book? What are you giving us?
The money. Take it.
Why, you stinking. This is your bank book and nothing. No money.
14 years of saving for this minute, don't you see? I never had the money. Charles never had it.
Don't give me that. What about this joint?
The money for all this was mine, penny by penny, dollar by dollar. I saved for this moment.
You're lying, Molly.
Look at that last withdrawal, Harry. $512 taken out yesterday to pay for this, to bring you out like jackals.
Where's the money, Molly? Where is it?
14 years ago, three men got $65,000 in a robbery, but there was a fourth man who had nothing to do with it. He was framed. Framed by one of the other three.
You're nuts.
No, Bob, just a little smarter than you. The man who framed my husband was smart, too. He made you believe there was a fourth man who got the money and hid it. Now, think back. The money was hidden. Then it disappeared.
You're lying, Molly. You're lying.
Am I? If I'm lying, where's Jim Humphreys? Why isn't he here? You two are, but he isn't. Because he knows where the money is. He's got it. He's got it.
Humphreys.
You know where he is.
Yeah. We know where he is.
Well, then get him. You'll have to kill him, but that won't make any difference, will it? Not for all that money. Get him.
Molly, if this is a frame, so help me, we'll get you.
Find out, Harry. Go to him. Get the money. It's yours, isn't it? Get it. You waited 14 years, afraid to ask, afraid to talk, but now...
What about him? Stone.
He won't stop you. He won't stop you because I won't let him.
Harry, watch her.
He'll stay here. Go ahead, Harry. Bob, I can use a gun, too.
Molly... Molly, this better not be a frame.
You'll find Jim Humphreys and the money.
Come on, Harry.
I guess you would shoot me, wouldn't you, Molly?
If I have to.
And this is my story?
Yeah. Please don't get up, Randy.
You're sending two men out to kill a third. Why?
Because this is what can build up inside of a woman for 14 years.
It'll help your husband, won't it?
Don't come near me, Randy.
So Jim Humphreys will be killed. What about you? You're as much a murderer as they'll be.
And glad of it.
Molly, give me that gun. Let me call the police.
No.
It's not too late.
It's always too late. It was too late for Charles. He died. No one helped him because he had a record. No one believed him.
It's not too late, Molly.
Don't, Randy, don't.
Killing will help, won't it? One man's death will bring back those 14 years, won't it? It'll make everything all right. Oh, sure, an eye for an eye. That's why the whole world is going blind. Kill or be killed, live in a jungle.
Shut up.
Join the pack, Molly. Run with the jackals. You're crying, Molly. Why? Why?
Let me alone, Randy.
Molly, I'm going to the phone and I'm going to call the police.
No, don't.
You can shoot if you want to.
Oh, please. Please don't, Randy.
Take your choice, Molly. Be like those two who just left, or be yourself.
I know what I want. What I've waited for.
Yes, 14 years you've waited. It's a long time, Molly, a long time to build up an act of violence. One that can't bring back a single day or change a minute that's gone past. You've got what you want. Those three men live in fear and hatred, mistrust and suspicion. Now tonight you gave them in 1 hour the bitterest pill they could swallow, the realization that they've wasted 14 years. You didn't, you knew. That 1 hour is all you need. Go ahead and shoot if you want to, Molly. Hello, get me the police, quickly.
All right, Randy. All right.
Welcome back, Molly. Well, there's the story of Molly Keller in 14 years, but it's more than that. It's a story of people. Mix them up all you want, put them in any situation, and what they do depends on what they are inside. You can't change that. Maybe it's all to the good. Gives a guy a starting point when he begins to wonder how things will turn out for all of us. Copy, boy.
You are listening to Night Beat on the Wheaties Big Parade. And here's our star, Frank Lovejoy, with a string around his finger. What's that for, Frank?
Oh, that's for Wheaties. I've got to get some before I go home. We're out.
Out of Wheaties?
Yeah.
How'd it happen?
Well, the kids, you know.
Oh, the kids ate them up?
Well, no.
Oh, you had company.
Well, no, doggone it. I ate them up myself. I had a bowl full of breakfast this morning. It was so good I had another bowl full. First thing I knew, I'd finished the box.
And then you forgot to say you'd done it.
How'd you know?
Oh, it's happened to me. Get two boxes tonight, Frank. The only way.
Okay, I'll do it. Night.
Good night, Frank. And don't run out of Wheaties at your house, folks. Night Beat, starring Frank Lovejoy, is produced and directed by Warren Lewis and edited by Larry Marcus. Tonight's transcribed story was written by Russell Hughes, with music by Frank Worth. The part of Molly was played by Sarah Selby. Others in tonight's cast were Joan Banks, Wilms Herbert, Peter Leeds, Wally Mayer, and George Offerman, Jr. Listen next week at this time and every week as Randy Stone searches through the city for the strange stories waiting for him in the darkness.
And this is the Wheaties man, Frank Martin, inviting you to listen also on Tuesday, that's tomorrow night, to the Penny Singleton Show on the Wheaties Big Parade. See you then.
From July 10th, 1950, how about that fun banter between the two Franks promoting the product? Initially, Frank Lovejoy blamed his kids for eating his Wheaties before he owned up to the truth. Well, he indeed had two children, a son and a daughter, and their mother was just featured in the episode we just played. I'll name her, then wrap up when radio was right after this break.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five.
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on three CDs.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. Right off
for your feet.
Order the Blues Bible now at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98, an unbelievable value for 60 songs on 3 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES33.
Evil is going on.
That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember Blues33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Phil Harris Dallas Fay Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolf, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Hi, I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. The distinctive ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is an elegant, sophisticated, and versatile Windows 10 laptop. Its amazing 4K UHD OLED Nano Edge high-contrast touchscreen is Pantone-validated for color accuracy, TÜV Rheinland-certified for eye care, and features a precision-engineered 360-degree ErgoLift hinge. The sleek and ultra compact design gives ZenBook Flip 15 an amazing 90% screen-to-body ratio. Its latest 11th-gen Intel Core processor and gaming-grade NVIDIA GeForce GTX 1650 Ti graphics will accelerate your on-the-go productivity and creativity. ASUS ZenBook Flip 15 is your perfect creative partner. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Mrs. Frank Lovejoy. You see, we just heard him starring as Randy Stone in Nightbeat, and I mentioned his wife was also in the cast. Her name, Joan Banks. They were married for 22 years, from 1940 until his untimely death at just age 50. The Lovejoys had two children, a son and a daughter. Following Frank's passing, Joan continued to work as an actor, showing up occasionally on television. Then in the 1970s, she was heard in a number of episodes of the revival series, the CBS Radio Mystery Theater. Joan Banks passed away in 1998 at age 79. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do her this time around. But please take a moment, folks, and visit us over at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell. Chad Benson Show.
The Dana Show.
Radio America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.